Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today it is Tuesday, July 24th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, a woman was killed when her house collapsed in Hamilton Township, Mercer County. 38-year-old Tika Justice died while shielding her daughters as the structure came down. Her daughters, ages 16 and 20, are now hospitalized. Justice was found on top of her teenage daughter. Officials said the 20-year-old, who called 911, was chest deep in debris when first responders arrived. The three-story home collapsed at about 6:50 a.m. Monday on the 1800 block of South Broad Street. Hamilton police and other first responders arrived on the scene to what they described as a full structural collapse. They pulled the three residents from the home, including the woman who called 911. She was first rescued. PSE&G was at the scene. They shut off the gas lines, which they say is standard procedure for these types of incidents, but most residents say they did not hear an explosion. They only heard the collapse itself. The cause of the collapse has not yet been determined at this point, and it remains under investigation. Very sad. We had a Ritz cracker recall yesterday to pass on, and another one today. Pepperidge Farm announced a voluntary recall on four varieties of its popular Goldfish snacks. The company said, and guaranteed you have one of these.
Case. Oh, I got. Well, I was just. I eat them every freaking weekend. They're down shore, and I
let me ask you. Of them and... Do you have the super huge tub of Goldfish?
Okay.
That you can get like at Costco?
That's all we get because we go through so many of them.
Whenever I see people buying them, they're buying them in bulk.
This is your Nick Hot Pocket moment.
Yeah.
Remember when he wigged out? That was years ago. Well, and now this. Yeah.
No, it looks like I'm okay. I'm looking at the...
Oh, no!
That's Nick learning that they were recalling Hot Pockets.
Oh, no!
For Christmas a few years ago, we did our own... What is it, the seven fishes?
Oh, yeah.
And so we bought seven different flavors of goldfish.
That's funny.
And that was
since you are a connoisseur of, which is your favorite?
I think the Parmesan.
The Parmesan is excellent.
I think they are definitely
Parmesan
my favorite.
Is excellent, and the regular pretzel goldfish are really good.
Yeah. I haven't had those in years.
Yeah, man. Very good.
So the company said in a statement on its website that it was notified by the ingredient supplier of the whey powder in a seasoning for the crackers has been the subject of a recall by the whey powder manufacturer due to potential presence of salmonella. So it was the same thing as the Ritz crackers. Out of an abundance of caution, the company said it is voluntarily recalling four types of Goldfish crackers that contain that seasoning. The four that are affected are the Flavor Blasted Extra Cheese, Flavor Blasted Sour Cream and Onion, Goldfish Baked with Whole Grain Extra Cheddar, Goldfish Mix Extra Cheddar, and Pretzel.
It must be the blasting process.
Yeah. I don't really like the extra flavor ones.
Me neither.
There's only so much flavor we should have.
Yeah. I've not had those.
It's just, I mean, it's a dusting of extra flavor. It's like some salt thing that they throw on
it.
I
would jerry-rig it by just taping two together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like... Yeah. Extra cheese that they put on it.
Yeah, you can just get the... I like the original. They're the best ones.
It's all sort of a, shell game there as far as the extra taste. But, I mean, I didn't... Actually, when I was reading this story, I didn't realize there were that many separate flavors.
You know what those are good at?
Every flavor.
Put them in tomato soup.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Any soup, really.
Any soup.
That's actually where they live, Preston.
Yeah. In soup.
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm created a chart with the affected products, universal product codes, and sell-by dates to help consumers determine whether they have the potentially contaminated crackers. You can go to their website to see that chart. The company said consumers who have purchased these products...
She's starting to get... She's starting to cry.
I love Goldfish. Who have these products shouldn't eat them. Instead, you can return them to the place of purchase for a full refund or just throw them away. Customers can also apply for reimbursement at the Pepperidge Farm website.
Marissa also says bake on top of mac and cheese.
That is actually very good idea.
Ramen noodles as well. I mean, it's like my own version of Chi-Chi, but...
The prison food Chi-Chi?
Yeah.
Ramen noodles on top of mac and cheese?
No. We're talking about goldfish.
Goldfish.
You
on
crush
top
up goldfish and put them on top of ramen noodles?
Ramen noodles. Yeah, you just said, ramen noodles.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you did with the ramen
noodles. Okay. Souffle.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Bring all your affected goldfish here. They'll eat them.
Yeah.
Hershey Park, one of Pennsylvania's most popular amusement parks, shut down operations Monday as heavy rains left them severely flooded. The amusement park, along with Zoo America, were closed Monday because of the weather. The park tweeted Monday morning that the decision was made because of the excessive rainfall over the last 3 days and localized flooding. Hershey Park is expected to reopen this morning. According to the statement, Hershey Park is slated to resume operations Tuesday, July 24th, as scheduled at 10 a.m., barring any unforeseen weather changes. Please note, Zoo America will remain closed. Our team continues to watch conditions closely and will post updates on their Twitter
they
account.
Could have avoided this flooding by having us broadcast.
Hey, do you guys remember several years ago they lost a bunch of animals in that flood?
They did, yeah.
To America.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
wow,
lost
really?
Some bison drowned.
I don't remember that. It's about three years ago. There's
that body of water that runs through the park, and if there's severe flooding, you know, I mean, you can't stop that type of thing.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, so Zoo America will remain closed, but they're saying that Hershey Park will open today.
Wow.
All right, let's do sports this morning. The L.A. Dodgers beat the Phillies 7-6 last night at the ballpark. Max Muncy, Yasmani Grandal, Chris Taylor, Jock Peterson all hit solo home runs, and Alex Verdugo scored the tie-breaking run on a wild pitch in the top of the ninth inning. Chase Utley received two loud standing ovations before the game and when he came up to play for the first time. Utley recently announced he's retiring after the season, so this will likely be the final series playing in town unless the Dodgers play the Phillies in the postseason. He went 0-4. The series continues tonight, and Aaron Nola gets the start. Game time is at 7:05. Veteran outside linebacker, former Eagle Connor Barwin, has agreed to a contract with the New York Giants. Barwin confirmed on Twitter that the two sides reached an agreement, writing, "I'm excited to announce I've agreed to terms with the New York football Giants. Let's go, G-Men. Hashtag Giants Pride." Barwin, who is 31, spent last year with the Los Angeles Rams. He had 34 tackles and 5 sacks in 14 games. And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you so much, Kathy. Tuesday is where we are, dear friends. We have a few things on our agenda for the day. We are going to have Meet and Eat this morning, and our friends from Anna's Corner Store, associated with Dietz and Watson, the Real Philly Deli Tour.
Wow. So you've already been, Case?
Well, let me see what their specialties are. It says wraps and hoagies, and hoagie and pepperoni, and Alfio's world famous Caesar salad.
This Dietz and Watson Real Philly Deli Tour has introduced us to many phenomenal sandwiches.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
My son thinks that I work at a hoagie shop because I always bring
him
hoagies home.
I can't believe it. All right, so we have that going on. We're going to have Andy Cohen on the program today. He'll be joining us around 9:30 or so. And we're getting a call from comedian Craig Shoemaker is going to be performing at the Borgata while we're on vacation. So he's going to be able to call in then. So he's going to give us a buzz this morning from California. We are also going to remind you that we are headed, along with Miller Lite and Green Legion, to London, England. And the next opportunity for you to get on board with Miller Lite London Calling with the Green Legion and Preston and Steve will be on Thursday night. Marissa will be appearing, or should be performing
center stage.
Ooh,
she's on the pole.
At,
she and Stormy Daniels are doing it.
Stingers on the Delaware, and this is in Ridley Park. So join her from 8 to 10 p.m. It's your opportunity to be one of our finalists. And somebody is one of these people, one of these finalists, is going to go to England with us. For a few days, we're going to be in London hanging
out
for like 4 days. It's going to be pretty cool. So make sure you head out there, and I'll keep reminding you of that. We are, tomorrow's our comb-over intervention.
Yeah.
We are going to change the lives of a handful of individuals. And, Nick, do we have room for any more? Or
we do.
Solid?
Yeah, no, we could use a few more. So, you know, just email me, like you've been saying, Preston. And basically, we need you to be able to be here tomorrow morning, obviously. But we want you to feel better about looking better. And the guys from Shaving Grace are going to make that happen.
You're going to have top-level people changing your life by getting rid of that dead squirrel on your head.
Yep. And if you've been in denial about it and you want to finally take the leap and see how it looks, we'll do it for you in style. Shaving Grace will be here. It's tomorrow. Email Nick at WMMR.com if you can make it in tomorrow morning. We actually have a sponsor for this, Course Photography.
Yes.
is not only going to be our sponsor, but one guy is going to be selected to win a fall family photo package to show off your brand new look.
Yeah. Do you want to have a photo package if you look like an idiot? No. So you're going to get your head at least trimmed down.
And also, we're going to give every guy the all-new Pitbull from Skull Shaver. You can shave your head in less than 90 seconds and say goodbye to nicks, cuts, and scrapes. Learn more at skullshaver.com. And Course Photography, by the way, their tagline is, they preserve your memories, but not your hair. So
that's our tagline for this week.
Yeah, for this week. So they will be joining us.
That'd be cool, though, if that was their general slogan.
They have an alternate one. It says, staying fair to the hair that's there since 2007. So Chorus Photography, our sponsor. So email Nick at WMMR.com. And, you know, all to be a fun morning here in our studio. So let's take a break. Come back in a second. And we'll get to the entertainment stuff and the stupid question when we return. Hang in there, gang. We'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Grilling season is here, and they have done it again at Omaha Steaks. This is the one and only deal that you can get. It is the Omaha Steaks Grill Ready Collection, a limited time for only $39.99. You heard that right. $39.99 is 80% off, and here's what you get. Two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four juicy boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, four traditional kielbasa sausages, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and for this deal, you get four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets for free. Did you hear all of that? You get, it's for $39.99. And what's wonderful about this is you're not going to have to stop off at the store on the way home. It's already going to be there ready to go. This limited time package for only $39.99 is available when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, and add the Grill Ready Collection to your cart. Don't wait. You want to get this offer soon for summertime. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Gadzooks in the search bar, grab your friends, and fire up the grill.
Are you ready for love? If so, Steven makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Steven Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStevenSinger.com.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston & Steve Show podcast.
So, stupid question this morning. Going to give away a pair of tickets for Six Flags Great Adventure. That's an awesome prize. This question, courtesy of Darren G. Leary of Williamstown, New Jersey.
Huh.
And I thought this was very interesting. And I'm going to reword it a little bit here, Darren. I hope you don't mind. But the other day, yesterday, we had an extended conversation about Captain Marvel and Shazam. In what Beatles song do you hear Captain Marvel mentioned? 215-263-WMMR. Okay, so we were talking about Captain Marvel yesterday. And what Beatles song do you actually hear Captain Marvel, his name, mentioned? 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. All right. So some birthdays today on Tuesday, July 24th. They include Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo is celebrating her 49th birthday today.
Currently with A-Rod.
Are they still...
they are still an item. Okay. Lots of money there. Mm-hmm. And the word is that they will soon be announcing their engagement.
Ah.
That's all the gossip mongers are saying.
That's a pretty high-profile couple right there.
I mean, the question is, they both have their own money and a lot of it. He has a ton.
Yeah.
Would they do a prenup?
Yeah. Why even risk anything?
Yes. Yeah. You know, a joint bank account so they can meet their bills.
She's 49 today. Speaking of ballplayers, Barry Bonds, former San Francisco Giant, is 54 years old today. Michael Richards from Seinfeld, Kramer, 69.
Oh, God, where is he?
No, thanks.
Has he done anything since?
He's done a couple. And after the blow up, they did on Curb Your Enthusiasm. They did a sort of faux Seinfeld reunion,
right?
And he participated in that. So he's doing some stuff, but not, you know, not like it was before.
No.
But then again, you know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is really the only one who's gone on to stratospheric things.
Right, right.
I mean, that actually happened in 2006.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That incident at the Laugh Factory.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 12
Wait,
years
did,
ago.
Wait, did it come out later, or did it come? Did we see the video in 2006?
No.
Oh, we saw it right away.
Oh, yeah. It happened right then.
He went on Letterman.
Yes, yeah. with Seinfeld, right?
Before the video surfaced, he said, I'm getting out ahead of this. And people thought he was joking because they thought it was a bit. But he said, no, this is legit. You're going to see it later on today. And he was ashamed and apologized and all that
stuff.
Yeah.
He used the N-word, right? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A couple times.
He called the guy that in the audience, yeah.
And joked about lynching. He flipped out.
So he's 69 today. Anna Paquin has her birthday today.
Oh, he's dug her.
X-Men movies, almost famous. The piano, she was a kid when she was in that.
The Piani. Yeah.
The Piani player.
She was not, maybe, did she win? She was nominated for an Oscar.
I think she was nominated, yeah. And True Blood, obviously, and she's 36 today. Gus Van Sant, the director, done some great movies, including Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Drugstore Cowboy, Milk, My Own Private Idaho.
He also did I think he's the one who did the scene-for-scene remake of Psycho.
Oh, really?
I remember that with Vince Vaughn,
yeah.
And Anne Heche.
He's 66 today. Rose Byrne, I didn't know the name. I had to look her
love
up.
Her.
She's gorgeous. Mm. In X-Men, she plays Moira MacTaggert. She's been in a whole bunch of movies, 28 Weeks and Bridesmaids and Troy. And she's in what has turned into one of my favorite movies. It's called This Is Where I Leave You.
Yeah.
So she is 39 years old today. Elizabeth Moss, who is in Handmaid's Tale. She's the star. She plays Offred.
I will watch that. I know that it's getting raves. I have so much to watch on the list. But... I actually enjoyed her on Mad Men.
Yeah.
Mad Men.
I never watched that.
I never saw Mad Men
either.
Yeah,
maybe that's one of those shows that I need to binge.
I was thinking about that, too.
Yeah, she wore this weird costume with the big white hat and a robe, and it was just weird. It was sort of foreboding.
Yeah. But Preston, you're part of the problem. Her name is June.
Listen,
you know,
I'm just for those who may be in the beginning, you know, but yes, June. You're right. So she's 36 today, Elizabeth Moss. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, the original.
Yeah.
Is celebrating her 67th birthday today.
And you have to, if you take a look at the old series, which they do run on MeTV, she has the proverbial hourglass figure.
Yeah. And was she Miss America?
I think she was, might have been Miss America, was definitely high up.
Yeah.
Might have been a runner-up.
I've forgotten if she actually won that competition or not. I know she was a Miss America contestant at one point.
And for all of you out there who would like to see her nude in her prime, a movie called Bobby Joe and the Outlaw with Marjo Gortner. Kathy, you remember this.
All right, Steve, crowned Miss America in 1972 and was a finalist, semifinalist in the Miss World 1972 pageant. So she is 67 years old today. Robert Hayes, the lead actor in the Airplane movies.
Always liked him.
Loved him. And those movies still are hilarious to watch, especially the first one.
Yeah.
So he is 71 years old today. And then last birthday, Kristen Chenoweth. Is 50 years old. Yeah, she's great, man.
The Descendants.
The Descendants, right?
Yeah.
It's a kid's TV
movie. No, it's made for middle-aged men.
Steve, they're making a third one.
I know.
Yeah,
they're I followed Dove Cameron on Instagram, as any married man at this point in his life would do.
Oh, she's a very talented person.
Well, I love those two movies. The first one's better. The second one with the pirate theme is not as good.
I like the first one a little better.
If you can't get swept up in the fun of them, then I don't know what's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I don't know characters' names, but I think she was like in the original Wicked, right? So they had
Dina Chenoweth.
Yeah, Dina Menzel played the Wicked Witch. And then I thought she maybe played her...
On Broadway?
Glenda?
More than likely,
Glenda
yeah.
the Good Witch? Probably.
Yeah. She was also married to Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Kristen Chenoweth is 50 years old today. So there you go. Those are your birthdays. Let's even get an answer, excuse me, to the stupid question. And we were talking about Captain Marvel yesterday. In what Beatles song do you hear Captain Marvel's name mentioned? 215-263-WMMR.
Can I guess?
Yeah. All right. No, it's not a day in the Captain Marvel. Right. I will go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Dave. Do you know the answer?
Dave!
Yeah, it's the continuing story of Bungalow Bill.
You are correct. Absolutely. Hang on just a second, Dave. The line is, and Captain Marvel zapped them right between the eyes. All right, Dave, you got it? And we're going to give you a pair of tickets for Six Flags Great Adventure. Test your courage on the all-new Cyborg Cyber Spin at Six Flags, the world's first triple-axis gyroscope with unpredictable flips, seven stories high. Save up to $25 on daily admission at sixflags.com. I got stories for you. Let's start with this one, a guy we haven't heard about in a little while. Dennis Quaid is coming clean about his addiction to cocaine and his relationship with his ex-wife, Meg Ryan.
This actually infuriated me. I love Dennis Quaid. What infuriated me is that he was a raging coke addict and still stayed in that kind of shape.
He was in unbelievable shape. Well, the guy was as sculpted cut up.
Not emaciated. The way most coke addicts are. Yeah. In stellar shape.
Yeah. The 64-year-old admits that he started using cocaine when he first came to Hollywood. He told host Megyn Kelly on Today, "I was basically doing cocaine pretty much on a daily basis during the 1980s. I spent many, many a night screaming at God to please take this away from me. I'll never do it again because I've got an hour before I have to be at work. Then about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd be like, oh, that's not so bad. I had a white light experience where I saw myself either dead or losing everything that meant anything to me," he said. And he hit rock bottom when he was in 1987's The Big Easy, when he was getting about an hour of sleep at night.
It's crazy.
So he was just partying way too hard.
He's playing Ronald Reagan in a new movie. He's playing Jack Reagan.
Really?
I'm going to do a few squats and then a few preacher curls.
Quaid also spoke about his relationship with Ryan, who he split with in 2000. They married in 1991 after meeting on the set of DOA in 1988. They welcomed a son named Jack in 1992. He said, when we met, I was a big deal. And added that his career later stalled while hers skyrocketed in the 1990s. He said, we'd go out on the streets in New York and it would be like, Meg, Meg. And I have to admit, I actually did feel like I disappeared.
It's very honest.
I didn't think that I didn't think I was that small, but I was. He said it was a growth opportunity, and I learned from that.
That's the basic core story of A Star Is Born. Yeah. You know, and you have two celebrities, and can they survive that?
Quaid, by the way, has now moved on with model Santa Alzina, who is 31 years old. So
I'm not familiar.
He traded in on a younger model.
He got over it.
He got over it.
It's amazing what fresh out of the oven poontangle get you through.
They began dating in 2016 after he split from his third wife, Kimberly.
I feel better now.
Kimberly Buffington. They share twins, Thomas and Zoe, who are now 10 years old. So he's moved on a couple of times.
Thomas and Zoe and Rita Wilson.
By the way, her name is Santa.
Santa.
As in,
I know him.
Claus. Yeah, I know him. But I looked her up. She's attractive, as you would imagine. She's a model.
She's a fire plug.
Yep. So anyhow, he's coming clean about his past.
Oh, my God! Did you see Santa? A Dog's Purpose?
Oh, I did, yeah.
I love it.
It's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just
rips your heart out.
But it's so, at the end and everything is...
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
Love it.
The Guardians of the Galaxy cast is breaking its silence on the firing of James Gunn, who wrote and directed the first two films and was set to helm the upcoming installment. He was ousted after tweets of his from a decade ago made light of pedophilia and rape. They have resurfaced online. He apologized for the posts and said that they do not represent who he is now. We talked about this yesterday, and now some of the cast members are speaking out. Zoe Saldana tweeted, "It's been a challenging weekend. I'm not going to lie. I'm pausing myself to take everything in before I speak out of term. I just want everyone to know that I love all members of my Guardians of the Galaxy family. Always will." Chris Pratt weighed in. He used a Bible verse. He said, "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger."
That's an appropriate quote.
Karen Gillan wrote, "Love to every single member of my Guardians of the Galaxy family." She said, "Just to clarify, I'll speak more on this later, but just wanted to make sure that that was out there. Love to you all." Michael Rooker took a more direct approach,
shocking,
as you would imagine. He played Yondu, and he said he's leaving Twitter over the controversy. He said, "This account will be inactive after today. We're very tired and upset over the ongoing bull-ess. Neither I nor my rep will use Twitter again. Twitter sucks, and I want nothing to do with it. Thank you to all who gave kind words and support. See you on Instagram."
Much better Instagram.
Actually, it is.
It is.
It's a little less of the back and forth nature. So we'll see if anything comes of that. There's a, you know, there's a petition to try to get him back on board. I don't know if anything will come of that or not, but we'll see. Wells Adams and Sarah Hyland. She's on Modern Family, right?
Yeah, and yes, exactly.
They are taking the plunge. The Bachelorette alum dropped the news into his recent podcast with Brandi Cyrus.
Wells Adams has a podcast and I'm not listening?
Yeah, it's called Your Favorite Thing.
It's not.
And he said, and I quote, should I say it? I guess I'm going to come out after. I guess it's going to come out after. It doesn't even matter. He said, I'm straight up moving to L.A.
Oh, my straight up? God.
Should I not have said it? I've got to go, he said.
He must have felt the ripples throughout Hollywood.
To be determined is what will happen to
Did you hear Wells Langenflangen is moving out to where?
To L.A.
Oh, yeah.
So he does, we don't know what's going to happen to his house in Nashville, though, Steve.
I hope it burns down.
He said, I don't know yet. I might Airbnb it. I might just long-term rent it.
These are the decisions that drive you forward.
Dude. He said, problem is, it's furnished. I don't know.
I
haven't gotten that far.
I don't know. I forget where it is.
First thought is, let's go to California. Let's move in with the lady.
I want to win an Oscar, and then I'll go back to Nashville.
He said, if we're going to take the next step, this is the first step we've got to take to decide if we can handle living with one another, you know?
He's such a pundit.
Wow.
He does have one major worry, though. He said, I'm most concerned.
He's stupid?
No, I'm most concerned about my dog and her dogs. Carl sleeps on my bed, and her dog, Boo, sleeps on her bed.
I thought he was saying that his dog had dogs of its own.
No.
He's worried about my dog and her dogs.
No. My dog and her dogs.
My dog has a pet dog.
Carl sleeps on the bed, and her dog, Boo, sleeps on her bed.
I wonder.
What's going to happen?
I'm sure people do that. We'll buy pets for their pets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in nature,
right.
Do animals keep pets? It's a question. I'll have to do an investigative report on that. As part of my podcast.
Wow. Is this her Instagram?
What?
Sure is, yeah.
Damn, that is a crazy sexy picture.
I would straight up move to L.A. for that.
Right. Yeah. Wouldn't you know? Straight up? Straight up, man.
Straight up.
Traded the van for it. Straight up.
That's how he's getting there.
Is this the most recent post of hers?
It is.
She's looking good. She's had very profound health issues.
That's right. She did have the kidney problem, right?
And then she bloated up. She got Kathy. They had her on steroids. And bloated up for her, though, means she was probably 100 pounds.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, there's several bikini pictures of her.
Yeah, she's looking good.
What about Wells? Any thong shots of him?
No, there's one of him in a bathing suit.
I love you.
So.
I love you.
There's that, too. All right, Ryan Reynolds tells Entertainment Tonight that he just had to give Brad Pitt a cup of coffee to make a cameo in Deadpool 2. Reynolds dishes, I was told all he wanted is a cup of coffee. And I said, like a franchise or just one individual cup of coffee? And I was told one individual cup of coffee, which was really his way of saying, I'm doing it for nothing. And it was a total solid and the nicest thing anyone could do. He said, I just loved it. Because what's more irresponsible than taking one of the biggest movie stars in the world and giving him a role that is utterly wordless and invisible with an exception of three frames of film? I'm trying to remember the cameo.
Yeah, me too. I wonder if it has anything to do with at the very end.
Well, don't say anything because he hasn't seen it.
Okay because, you know, over we have a time off coming up and I'm going to do like the earliest screenings of every one of these movies
Good
that
call.
I have to catch up on.
Where are you going to find that movie, though? Is it even in the theaters?
You watch.
Okay.
You know,
somewhere.
Look at how quickly, though, they turn around.
Yeah.
Infinity War.
It's coming out, like, next week.
Next week.
We're going to have some digital giveaways, probably, for that. But anyway, meanwhile, when not paying A-listers in coffee, he and his wife, Blake Lively, are duking it out on Instagram. The 30-year-old recently trolled him on Instagram, sharing a shot of herself wearing a black aviation gin cap that she stole from him. And he wrote, I want my damn hat back. He actually purchased an ownership interest in the liquor brand earlier this year and wrote in the comments of Lively's post that he wanted his hat back.
That liquor thing is clearly the way to make your fortune if you're an actor. Look at George Clooney's money that he got with that Goober guy, Cindy Crawford's husband.
Yeah. It's got to be the right one.
Far eclipsed.
Did
all the money he made out off of acting.
What about Hagar's? What was that? Mas Tequila?
No, it was Cabo Wabo.
Cabo Wabo. Did that do?
He sold it. It did great. It, I don't know how it does now, but for a while he made a bank off of that.
Did it do Clooney great?
Big time. Probably not to that level, but it did very, very well. Lindsay Lohan is serious about fashion.
I'm totally serious. For reals. It's going to be amazeballs.
The 32-year-old actress turned club owner noticed that a staff photo posted to the Lohan Beach House Rhodes account.
I now live in the Middle East, which is in Europe.
Featured super sexy matchy-match uniforms.
Look at this. Super sexy matchy-match.
But that not all of their shoes followed suit. So she took action, firing off a snappy comment.
The suit is made of shoes.
She wrote, "Wear the same shoes, please."
That's snappy.
And then she wrote, "Or you're fired," moments later.
Ooh, just like a mogul.
When a fan asked if she was serious, she replied, "Totally serious."
Totes with goats.
Wow. Okay. So they have same outfits, but their shoes weren't matching, and she had a problem with
that.
Oh, she
brought the hammer down.
Mm-hmm.
They're really different, the shoes.
I'm sorry, I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah.
Kind of agree with her.
Kath, which shoes are better?
I like the nude ones. I would never wear those white things.
Yeah, those white things look
good. It looks like Gene Simmons.
I like the big ones. Like the big, Gene Simmons.
So they can stand on your testicles while you call her Bobby, right?
I don't like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? Who's into that?
Dudes used to pay me.
Oh.
Where did this...
So she can stand on your testicles while you call her Mommy?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is supposed to be an internal dialogue.
You guys can hear this?
Is this thing on?
She's tapping her mouth.
This big woman.
All right. Two broke girls, Beth Bears.
Yes.
I don't know her.
She is the blonde, and Kat Denning, it was the brunette.
Oh, okay. I never watched the show, but I did pull up a picture of her. She's beautiful.
Long legs.
She married a longtime lover, Michael Gladys.
I love you.
At Moose Creek Ranch in Victor, Idaho over the weekend.
Do you like mooses?
She's...
Yeah, I guess.
She shared shots on social on Monday writing, "I do, we did. Best day of my
life.
I will
never again."
And according to Martha Stewart Weddings, they exchanged personalized vows during the ceremony.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Maisie Williams is paying tribute to Game of Thrones with a tattoo. She hinted on Instagram story. She captioned a snapshot of a needle in red ink. "Guess it," and she said, "Guess who's getting no one tattoo." The words "no one."
Yeah.
Fans of the HBO hit recall that her character Arya Stark was trained to think of herself as no one during her training as an assassin. Game of Thrones final 6 episodes arrived to HBO in 2019. Oh, that's right. It's only 6 episodes.
However, they're saying that it is on a scale that
each one's
show
like
that's
movie.
Legendary. Yes.
Yeah.
That big.
I could see that. So we'll see. This is distressing. Steve sent me this story this morning. Former MTV VJ Jesse Camp, you remember him?
Oh, yeah. I remember Jesse, yeah.
He won a contest
to
be a VJ.
He's gone missing.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
A spokesman for the Riverside Police Department in California confirmed that Camp, whose real name is Josiah Camp, was reported missing on July 19th by his sister. Friends and family have been sharing concerned messages on social media asking anyone for information on his whereabouts. He rose to fame in 1998 when he became an MTV VJ after winning the network's first Wanna Be a VJ contest. He had previously been homeless before that. In recent times, Camp had been keeping in touch with his elderly mother via weekly phone calls, but according to police, he hasn't contacted her since July 11th or 12th. An ex-girlfriend of Camp's also tried reaching out to him, but told cops a stranger picked up his cell phone and said that Camp had given him the phone and 3 bags of property. So that's very strange.
It sounds like he was purging himself of worldly possessions.
Either that or... this person is nefarious who
right.
answered the phone. It's one of the two, I would think. His sister said that he had been depressed lately, but didn't indicate that he was suicidal. The former TRL personality was last seen in Riverside, and he has not been located in any local hospitals or jails. So that's not good to hear.
It was big when they ran that contest to become a VJ, and he was, in a way, he's sort of Jackie Bam Bam-esque. And, you know,
exactly who I thought of this morning when I was thinking of Jesse. He was you either loved him or hated him.
Yeah.
And, but
I was okay with him.
The one thing about him, he was just being him.
Yeah,
he was just a weird, funny guy. And, you know, he won it. And nobody really thought he was going to win it. So hopefully they'll find him and hopefully he's all right. Bradley Cooper's A Star is Born. I mentioned that just a little while ago, Steve. Will premiere at the Venice Film Festival on August 31st. Cooper is directing and co-starring in the film, which also top lines Lady Gaga. Venice will announce its full lineup tomorrow. The festival will screen the Warner Brothers film out of competition, so they're just going to be showing it.
A major director or somebody? No, you know, Sean Penn saw it and raved on it.
Yeah.
Said it was one of the best movies he's ever seen, and one of the most amazing screen debuts.
Yeah,
with Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Well, I saw another trailer for it. I had no idea that Dave Chappelle's in it, and he plays Bradley Cooper's friend,
his father.
I don't think it's his dad. Okay. But it was him in a it's a
serious role.
Yeah, it's a very serious role.
I hope for good things for this because number one, I like Lady Gaga. I think she's pretty cool, and we love Bradley Cooper. He directed this, so if it takes off for him, how cool would that
be?
We
support our dear friends.
Yeah. Well, I've been talking to Bradley about this.
Have you? Yeah.
Well, he hasn't really been talking back or answering or anything.
No,
like
you've been talking.
I've been talking to him.
Okay. But that's the kind of relationship you have.
Exactly.
One party can completely dismiss and ignore the other, and you're still the best of friends.
Yep. Steve, someone called it an unspoken relationship.
An unspoken, non-existent relationship.
That's as close a bond as you can get.
Right.
That's right.
Those are the ones that stand the test of time because you can never have that relationship end because it never began.
Right. It's a great way of looking at it.
Right.
We could sit and not talk for hours.
Hours. Yep. They both love soup.
Other major films will also premiere, including Yorgos Lanthimos' directed The Favourite, starring Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz, and Damien Chazelle's First Man.
Yes, the Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, which is going to open the festival, the whole thing. So
I desperately want... I hope he goes back around and does press.
Yeah, he was such a nice guy.
He was excellent.
Yeah.
And Ryan Gosling as Neil Armstrong... I think that's pretty solid.
Robert De Niro is reportedly in talks to join Todd Phillips' Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix.
What? Is he going to play Catwoman?
What the hell are you doing?
No, I don't think he's going to play Catwoman, but he's going to take on the role of a talk show host.
Huh.
And apparently, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
And apparently a guiding force in the development of the Joker.
I'm curious to see. We're going to have a number of Jokers in the theaters at the same time. So, but Joaquin Phoenix is a good choice, I think, for the Joker.
Hey, I want to ask you a question, speaking of De Niro, because I started watching a movie a few weeks back and just didn't have time to finish it. And some of it seemed kind of fun. It's where he's a comedian.
I didn't
get out of prison.
I didn't see it. I saw the trailers for it.
The Comedian, right?
I saw, I kind of liked, but I just didn't have time to finish watching because Danny DeVito's in it. There's a big, support
Who
cast.
Who else is in it? Apatow's wife.
Leslie Mann.
That's right.
Leslie Mann.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I watched this. I watched it.
Any good?
So he's like a shock comedian.
Yeah.
And it's all right. I mean, the weird thing for me is his comedy because Is this the same one that I'm thinking about?
I don't know. We're watching the trailer of it right here, but this is definitely
Leslie Mann's in this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it an unofficial sequel to Goodfellas?
It is definitely not.
There was Billy Crystal in it as well, so.
And he was in Goodfellas.
Okay.
He
was not in Goodfellas. I went to.
The comedy itself doesn't really do much for me, and I don't know if it's supposed to or not.
Do you know if you
what
want
the hell
to see?
Are you doing?
Have you ever seen The King of Comedy, the Scorsese film?
No.
All right, you got to see that.
All right. So anyhow, he's going to be in Joker. The CW Supergirl series is going to make TV history in season 4 with the introduction of the first transgender superhero. Activist and transgender actress Nicole Main. She was previously she had previously won a discrimination lawsuit against her school. Is going to appear as a character called Nia Now.
Well, I was thinking maybe the character would be called like Woman Man or
Woman Man.
Woman Man. No, it's actually a character from DC Comics.
In the DC Comics,
Dreamer.
Right, yeah. But is that character in the comic books, which I'm not familiar with, transgender?
I have no idea. But Woman Man is.
Woman Man is, yes. Absolutely.
And then her counterpart, Man Woman.
I am Woman Man.
I have a secret weapon.
Her character.
Big secret, big and hairy. With wrinkles.
Oh, look who it is. Yeah. It's Supergirl.
Yeah.
And Kal-El.
Yeah.
And the dog, Krypto.
Her character is being described as a soulful young transgender woman with a fierce drive to protect others. So,
hot spit!
I know nothing about Dreamer. I don't know, Nick, if you want to look up DC Comics Dreamer and see if there's anything about that particular character.
So, in Supergirl, Carol Danvers, who is Supergirl's adopted, well, sister, you know, the family she was with here on Earth, she has a lesbian relationship. They do all this sort of stuff on Supergirl.
Here you go. This is just a quick.
All right, lay it on me.
Synopsis says history of the character has not yet been written. It says this version of the character is exclusive to the continuity of the television series Young Justice, and is an adaptation of Beautiful Dreamer. The original character was created by Jack Kirby.
Oh,
and first appeared in Forever People number one. So it's from a animated show. So it's a fairly new character.
Okay, we'll see what happens. I don't know what the superpowers are.
No, not yet. I do not know. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. So last week, the 12 members of the Wild Boards team and their coach were rescued from Thailand's cave system as the World Watch, and now there are six movies being developed.
Oh, six movies. Now, that means doesn't mean all six will be made. One will probably rise to the top eventually.
Well, and you're talking about a variety of cultures that are doing them as well. Per Variety, five international film production companies have proposed to the Commerce and Foreign Ministries that they make a movie and a documentary about the rescue operation, so some could be dramatic and others documentary. The cultural minister said, additionally, a Thai company is working on a movie based on the rescue. John M. Chu, who directed Now You See Me 2, and Ivanhoe Pictures announced their intentions, as did Pure Flix Entertainment and D. Warney Productions with Thai-Irish producer-director Tom Waller.
Anything from Vivid?
Nothing on board for Vivid. Spelunkers 5.
Yes. Spelunking all over you.
Yeah.
Spelunking on your back from Vivid. This is about that rescue? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and then one last thing. The Walking Dead's Norman Reedus has inked a deal with STX Entertainment, Deadline reports. They said of the project, Norman has steadily built up a devoted fan following across movies and television with memorable performances. STX is thrilled to collaborate with Norman on this new film project that we are custom creating for him and with him, and that will be sure to excite his tremendous fan base. It doesn't say anything about what it's about.
I think he's going to play a real button-down conventional dad like Alan Thicke did in Growing Pains.
He should. We need to see him.
Show me that smile. Show me that smile. Tell me a Where's Boner?
Yeah. All right. We're ready for clips. The Outpost, a new fantasy television series, takes place in a lawless military outpost on the edges of civilization. Main character Talon fights to survive and find the people who killed her family. In this clip, the show's star, Jessica Green, talks about the MMA training that helped her land the role. Here it is.
I've been training for about 2 years now at Heartbreak Fitness. And yeah, I love it. It's so much fun, you know. I get so much out of it. And I'm pretty competitive. I've grown up with an older brother. So just absolutely love it.
Anyway.
We're looking at her IMDb. She was in Alien Surf Girls. She was also Ash versus the Evil Dead and Pirates of the Caribbean, some small roles. But the new episode of The Outpost airs tonight, 9 o'clock on the CW. Let's do the next clip. Oops, sorry. All right, now, do over.
Over?
Okay. Clips. Thank you. Teachers is a sitcom about the trials of being an elementary school teacher. Here, the show's executive producer, Allison Brie, explains how the show found its way to television.
I had mentioned to my agents that I wanted to be involved on the production side of something, and they sent me this web series called Teachers that these women had created and written and starred in, and it was just so funny.
Shut the f*** up!
There's a new episode of Teachers on tonight on TV Land.
Oh, so many new episodes of shows I'm not watching.
I've never even heard of.
No.
Yes.
Well,
there's a clip there that explains it all.
And a new episode of the fifth season airs tonight.
The series finale tonight.
God, you've never heard of it before.
Gump's Cove.
Right, exactly.
Yo, teach.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, teach.
Word.
And that is what I have for you in your entertainment report this morning. I hope you found it enjoyable.
It was very enjoyable, yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We have a full boat today. We got a lot of things going on. Guests on the program, tell you about all that stuff. Oh, Tattoos Day as well. I missed that. So we have a listener coming in to get some fresh ink. So we'll return in just a moment. Make sure that you stay with us, my friend.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Hey, excuse me. Tonight, Casey has a fundraiser that he's hosting.
Woo!
And you're headed to Irish Pub in Philadelphia on Walnut Street.
Yes, 20th and Walnut, Irish Pub between 6 and 8. It's just a quick little fundraiser. It's a team get-together, but the only way we make money tonight is if you come out. It's a celebrity bartending event, so Steve's going to be there, Marissa's going to be there, Matt Cord will be there, I believe Pancake, Marcus. So if you come out and grab some drinks, the only way we make money is through your tips. So please come out and join us between 6 and 8 p.m. at the Irish Pub at 20th and Walnut.
And Matt and I are going to do our cocktail routine.
Oh, nice. Right.
Yeah. Throwing the bottles around. Well, I just hand them to him.
Oh, okay. Yes. I gotcha. It's actually an unofficial celebration of the news that Made in America is going to be Parkway.
Thank goodness. What rap acts are going to be there again?
I don't know. What, tonight?
Yeah. No.
It is about 200,
dude,
yeah.
It is so far off of my radar. I mean, I know it's a big, you know, it's a big event for Philadelphia, and that's always great. But for me personally, it's not on my
well,
radar. I don't know who's
playing. It started as sort of a synthesis of rock and rap and other genres, and it's just listen, for the people that love what they're offering, it's great. It's awesome.
I know.
There are no artists I'm interested in.
Jay-Z is one of the biggest artists in the world. Can hold a gun to me, and I could not give you one title of one song from the guy. It's just not my genre.
Well,
you know?
He does a, doesn't he do a collaboration with Alicia Keys? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm more, I'm old school. I'm more chingy.
Did he sit down with the mayor? Is that how they got it to stay here in Philadelphia?
Well, with his rock star, Rock Nation?
Rockstar Rob?
Yeah. No, Rock Nation.
Oh. Rockstar Rob was actually the intermediary, Preston. He promised the mayor a velvet jacket. they agreed on, the mayor went for it because they're instituting now a scissor tax.
Oh, I didn't know that. You ever heard Connor's impression of Rockstar Rob?
Yeah.
Okay. It's spot on. The reps, I don't know if Jay-Z himself sat down with Mayor Kenny or not, but
his group
did. But I don't know if Jay-Z himself did or not.
No, Jay-Z did not.
He was critical last week of the decision to take it off the parkway, and I'm sure that led to this meeting,
He kind of threw like a fit.
He did,
Jay-Z
yeah.
took out a full page ad with the title "Suck My Ass,"
and I think that the let that marinate for a second.
And so the mayor knew he seems to be upset.
Look, I think it's a great. I don't live on the parkway, so I think it's great for Philadelphia. I think it looks fantastic. I went to the first 3 or 4 years. I really enjoyed it. The first year was Jay-Z and Pearl Jam. And I'm not a huge Jay-Z fan either, Preston, but Pearl Jam did 99 Problems as the backing band for Jay-Z, and that was phenomenal. And then Kings of Leon was on 1 year. Queens of the Stone Age did it 1 year. So there was a marriage of rock and all sorts of other types of music, which I really enjoyed.
But that's what all of these festivals are and should be.
Right.
In my mind, that's what they should be. And this is, it's not this. And I don't have anything against Nicki Minaj. I've listened to Meek Mill. I love Janelle Monáe, but like, please.
Is she going to be there?
Yeah, yes. Janelle Monáe.
Well,
yeah.
I like her.
Yeah, so I like her.
I like
her.
Casey, have you ever?
She's good. Yeah, she's good.
Have you ever gone?
Yes, I did. I went the 1 year. And honestly, I went for the afternoon acts, right? There was a guy named Robert DeLong that I was a fan of. I'm like, okay, let me go check out his act and stuff like that. And then by the time the sun went down, I was gone.
You left before Tom Opat.
See, I never went. Even when there were, you know, Pearl Jam was there or whoever else, I never went. I never planned on going, so I don't care.
I don't like big events like this.
I think it's cool that it's in the city, and I wanted it to stay in the city, but I don't care what acts are there because I'm not going to go either way.
The back and forth, Kathy, when Nick was mentioning earlier, as they were going back and forth, and the issues going back and forth, it is good for tourism. You cannot argue that. But it's, you know, we're actually doing well with tourism now, and so in any negotiation, everyone starts to say, well, you know, this is cool, and you do have a lot of well-moneyed people down there who live in the area who throw up a fuss because there's so many events down there that make it hard to get around.
Keep this in mind. It wasn't going to leave Philadelphia.
Right.
No.
Right,
they're just
going to
take it off
there.
The park. Just there. Yeah, yeah.
So it still would have. Still would have been great.
They were going to put it at the TLA, which they thought was probably a bad choice.
The setup that's down there, like the whatever the little beaches and all that stuff, is that for Made in America or is that just for the summer along the parkway?
Well, let's go to our City Beat correspondent, Marissa Magnata.
No, that is the Oval that's out there now, which you have to take Jace down to. It's really cool. They have like all sorts of games. They have a beer garden. And this year it
actually Jace loves that beer.
Yeah. Exactly. It's for you, the beer
garden. No, I know. Trust me. It's perfect.
This year, actually, they closed down all of the
outer drive. Yeah,
exactly. All the way up to 20th Street, which is kind of a pain in the butt.
So is it going to be like that for Made in America, or will they clear it before?
No, they'll close that down for Made in America. So it started last weekend, and it'll go until Labor Day. But I wonder if something like that could stay longer if Made in America wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cleared off for the 4th of July. And, the Rodin Museum is doing a beer garden outside of their area now. So, there's a lot of things on the parkway. Again, it's just the parkway is closed.
Do keg stands on the Thinker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that Rodin. I thought it was large pterodactyl.
Different.
I thought that would be really cool.
But one of the other things people are complaining about were how many things happened last year. But those things aren't coming back. The NFL draft is not coming back. The Super Bowl parade will hopefully come back. But things like that people are complaining about. But
that's
like,
true.
Those are
that's
in,
true.
You know, a while thing.
There were a lot of events. And it is when we were watching the Super Bowl parade, Preston, and we were up on the balcony looking out at the whole thing. The truth of the matter was they're not a lot of major cities do not have an area that can accommodate things of that size, as well as that area can down there in front of the Art Museum and along the Ben Franklin Parkway. It's perfect for things like this.
I think that there are probably better sites for something like this than just that. I mean, obviously, the Art Museum is a great backdrop, and you got the city on the other side. But when I was at, because I've been to a couple of other festival shows, and
they're always out in a field.
Well, I like that. And doing something out in Fairmount Park, near the Please Touch Museum with, you could have the city literally be the backdrop, like the stage set up right in front of the city. And I mean, it's so big and expansive there that you can set up several different stages and not be on top of each other. And so that was my only complaint about the festivals before, when, they had three stages set up, but they were all right next to each other.
Well, so it appears that they do have an EDM component to this, right? So so I'm looking at some of the
Diplo
artists.
And Zad are both EDM, and they have an EDM tent. And there were far more than three stages. There were a lot of stages. There was an EDM stage. There was tent. There was smaller artists. And what I liked about Made in America was that it really did bring in people of all ages, races, backgrounds. People, you took the train into the city and it was packed with a lot of different people. So I enjoyed that aspect of it.
That's cool.
But when I went out to the one in Austin, Jesus Christ, what's the
name? Austin
City Limits. I mean, the place was huge. And you had two stages that were main stages that were across the fields from each other that when you walked away from one and you kind of went down this little hill, you couldn't hear it anymore. And then you could hear the other one. And I feel like Fairmount Park could be great for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember a few years ago, they tried to do one in FDR as well?
Well, didn't they want to do Lollapalooza there or something like that?
I don't remember.
Something happened. It was all I remember is Cagey Elephant was playing.
There's a dog park in Manion called Pretzel Park. They could. I mean, it's smaller, but it's nice.
You mean Cagey Elephant didn't fill FDR Park?
Apparently not.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cagey Elephant.
They're a great band, but.
Toad the Wet Sprocket. The Soup Dragons.
Dragons.
I think it did get moved to the TLA.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, it's back on. That's where it's going to be happening. Other Philadelphia news. Connor Barwin going to play for the Giants. How about that?
There was a little bit of conflict in this, but I think it actually puts him geographically closer to Philadelphia, which we know he loves.
You want him to work.
And I think what he's doing, and I'm a little reticent to say this, he's going to be a mole for the Eagles.
Really?
He's going to get all the playbooks.
I never even considered that.
That's what I'm thinking.
I like that.
It's a long con.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go through the Rams first, and then he's going to end up on the Giants.
You have to give validity. Oh, he really does. He's cool with playing for other teams. All right.
Connor Barwin is such a good guy that I almost don't like him. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He's way too good.
Stop it with that being good thing all the time.
Yeah. Charitable and all the good stuff he's done.
He's such a good guy, man.
But,
he's...
you know, he is married with a child now. He likes living in this city, or at least seems like he does.
Yeah, no, he does, absolutely. And he likes contributing. He looks around where he's living and goes, how can I help out around here? Yep. How can you... You can't beat that.
The same way we look around and say, stop bothering us.
Would you please?
We're trying to purchase our Made in America tickets.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, he'll be closer. Maybe he'll pop down and say hi.
So what's going to happen? Like last night with Utley, you got to imagine a warm reaction. It's the Giants.
He's not going to get an introduction like Chase Utley.
But will.
When they announced the Giants, they just run out on the field. Right. He's not going to get a
but
personal
still, I'm
introduction.
Sure they'll go running out into the field and hoist him to their shoulders and carry him around.
Yeah, maybe. That was cool that Chase got the ovation last night.
Yes, he got two. Did he not get two?
They announced the lineups, and then when he came up for his first at bat, and then what was the third one?
There were two pregame, and then one when he came up for his first at bat. And fortunately for the Phils, he went 0-for-4 last night, so he didn't contribute to the Dodgers' win.
Yeah, so we love him even more.
We do, yeah. Mm-hmm. And two more games.
Again, like a good mold does.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Anyway, those are a couple of local news stories. Here's another local news story. A local couple busted having sex at Valley Forge Park.
Oh, wow.
Which one of us in the studio here?
It wasn't us.
Okay.
But someone in this studio knows someone.
Okay, wait, it wasn't a news story, though. We just know about it because the person here.
I'm just trying to find a segue.
Okay.
Was one of the parties a full-size rubber doll?
No, there's two human beings.
Wow. Makes it even saucier.
Nick, would you like to expand on that?
Yeah, so when I say my friend, it really is a friend. It's not code for me.
Right.
this is a female friend, and she's been dating this guy for a little while, but they both, he has a roommate, and she actually lives with her parents.
And they're history buffs.
And they love the Revolutionary War. So they got out of the houses in order to be by themselves. And they were out on a date. They were just having a really nice time. And they went to Valley Forge National Park, which is a place where you can go to get away from people and make out and neck like you're in a parked car.
Neck. The winters must have been so brutal.
They were...
Wait, so did they
take
go?
My pants off?
They were literally exploring the cabins and the urge to.
Did they do it in the cabin?
No.
Oh, I thought they were in the car.
They were.
Oh,
they were.
But okay. So they were walking around one of the cabins.
The cabins got them horny.
The cabins got them horny, yeah.
Smells like revolutionary piss.
They're in a, it really does.
So they didn't go there to do this. They were really just kind of going, walking around, and then
I haven't gotten that part of the story yet. Okay.
No, I think that was always a possible menu item.
Yeah. So they were they're making out, and then they realized that they wanted to go ahead and have sex. So they left the cabin area and went back to the car. They did not get full into the car. They were doing it on the side of the car.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full daylight?
No. This was twilight into evening. So the sun had set.
May I ask a specific question?
Yes.
Was she lying on the car with her legs up in the air?
She was not.
She's specific. Standing next to the car, leaning over it.
I asked the same question.
Let me ask you, in true Revolutionary War form, was she paraphrasing Paul Revere?
She was not. She was basically pressed up against the car, and he was standing behind her.
Oh,
and
the way the British did it,
right? Yeah, and
yeah, the British snuck in from behind.
Yeah, the British were coming.
Yeah. No, they weren't.
Oh, they weren't
American.
Right?
Yeah, they weren't.
And
I don't know. I just one if I land two in my seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
They're getting amorous and having fun, and they're consenting adults. And,
sure.
And so
defiling a park?
Well, here's where I have a gray area on it. There was nobody around. It was after dark. They weren't doing it in full daylight.
You still can't do it out in a park. It's still illegal.
They're adults, and I understand.
Illegal or frowned upon?
So they were discovered, and
they were discovered by park rangers.
Okay.
I think that parks are a... I think there are liaisons going on all the time.
Sure.
By that, I mean like cheating couples.
Yep.
They meet up in a park. You can usually find some kind of a secluded area, and you can do a quickie and get in and out. Casey, I think I saw it one time. What was the one over by Y-100, the big park? Is that...
Rosemary.
No, not that one. Evansburg?
Ridley Creek?
Ridley Creek.
Yeah.
Otisburg.
Otisburg. No, Ridley Creek.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing a couple in a parking lot, the only car there tucked away way in the back, and they were clearly they had something going
Preston,
on.
Preston, you are completely right that a lot of these parks end up for those liaisons.
Yeah.
Up in New York, on Long Island, there is a park, Comstock State Park, and there is a tremendous weeping willow that is the size of this
That's good cover.
Building. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ventured in myself and might have had my privates cleaned in a way that is not approved by many church groups. But, however, I was in there, and that is where people would go
sure.
to have that cover. Yeah. And you know there were people in there who were not with their real partner.
Well, Steve, yeah. I grew up near Valley Forge Park. You know, I went to Conestoga High School, and half the kids in my high school would go to Valley Forge in order to hook up, like because they wanted to get out of their parents' basement. They needed to go to some place that was secluded and open and relatively you could gain some privacy. And yeah. so that would be the
while
place.
Still where, a good nod to history.
Exactly. Yes. yes. Appreciating the past right. while respecting the present.
Building on the future.
Right.
I'm going to go to Tim, speaking specifically about Valley Forge. Hi, Tim, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yo, good morning, gentlemen and ladies.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hi.
Yeah, I went fly fishing one time on Valley Creek there.
That's so hot.
And cause there's trout fishing in there, you know, special regulation stream. I'm coming up the stream. I see this couple going at it literally stream side while I'm fishing. I'm like,
stream side.
Yeah, this is interesting.
How are they biting there. Today?
Yeah.
How are they biting?
The dog is literally wagging his tail, smiling at me. Like, I'm sure he was supposed to be the guard dog to say, like, hey, there's someone coming. He didn't do a thing. He just sat there smiling at me.
All right.
And I just let them do their thing, and I just kept going fishing.
What are your thoughts on, you know, I'm asking you guys, becoming a
park ranger?
No, just a viewer at that point. Like, here you are. Okay.
If they are out in public
right?
in an area that is easily viewable from where you are, all bets are off.
Right. I can grab a lawn chair and sit down and watch everything.
You could certainly move that past the tree line.
Tim, did you say anything or, you know, make a noise or anything along those lines?
No. I stood there. I admit it. I enjoyed the show for a few minutes. But it didn't take, I don't know how far into it they were, but it didn't last much longer than when I was there.
No, man, you sure spent a lot of time fishing today. You won't believe what I saw down at the goddamn pond.
Full-blown orgy.
Jesus Christ. Took me about 10 minutes. I dropped trow and joined in.
Norman.
Full-blown daisy chain.
Yeah. He had the opportunity.
What's a daisy? Well, lay down and I'll show you. Take your teeth out.
Oh, dude.
On Golden Wife.
Norman.
On Golden Shower.
So, Nick, what happened? Did they get caught?
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, they got arrested. So
they got arrested.
Well, yeah, I was
that
trying to get to that
part. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you guys kept cutting me off. I was trying to get to that part of the story.
Oh
so,
my God.
So
I didn't know they got arrested.
The park ranger came over and arrested them, and they were both issued citations and were asked to leave the park and to never return.
Did they put their pictures up?
I didn't think they got arrested.
No, I thought a move it along sort of thing at most.
What is the charge for that? Public indecency?
Public indecency.
Terrorism. No kidding.
Wow. Yeah.
And what do? Go to court and try and fight it?
Pay a fine.
Pay a fine.
That's what she decided, yeah.
There's no way you would go and fight that in court. I mean, you're embarrassed. You're... Casey. Get up in front of the
Somebody
judge.
Says there's a baseball field right next to Casey's neighborhood that is notorious for people getting caught in their cars. I don't know if that's your current neighborhood or your old neighborhood.
Or Rutledge.
No, it's not Rutledge.
There's only seven streets in Rutledge.
Well, under nine. But, but there's no parking for... I mean, there's a softball field there. There's really no parking there. You know, maybe Folsom Field or...
Well, dugouts.
Okay. Yeah.
Dugouts where they're... Dugouts at certain baseball fields, mm-hmm. when I was growing up, they were absolutely the go-to.
All right, here's somebody got arrested for having sex at Valley Forge Park.
Is it Nick's friend?
It's an anonymous caller. Hi, you're on the air. Good morning.
You guys rock.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, first of all, before you tell the story, how long ago did this take place?
Maybe about 10, 12 years ago.
All right. Okay. So you were an adult at the time.
Yes, absolutely. We were about 26, 27, and me and my buddy actually met up with these two girls. We're going to go look up at Valley Forge Park. So we're driving around trying to find a spot. It was secluded enough for us to kill our own separate ways. And we actually got arrested by a ranger who came upon us. And just was a real, real, you know what, just wanted to break our balls. But anyway, he actually wound up arresting us and taking us to Montgomery County Corrections, and we had to spend the night in the facility.
Okay, so how old are you at this point?
You said 26. 26.
26. All right, I didn't hear that. So, and when you were caught in the act, without getting too graphic, where were you, and what was happening at that exact moment?
Yeah, we weren't into it.
Okay.
We were kind of just all in the woods, you know, touching each other. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
We were definitely off on our own, and he came up with his flashlight. But the craziest part of the whole story is the reason they were so active and out to get us was because there was a KKK rally the next morning in Valley Forge Park.
You were just collateral damage.
Yep, and they just were out there looking to make sure nobody was just playing bombs, doing any kind of crazy things like that.
Okay, yeah. So they, all right. Well, I guess I can understand that.
I mean, that park is patrolled by the park rangers, but also by local cops, too. And if I can't imagine how often they have to do that type of stuff. And I'd be annoying for me, too, if that were my job.
I got to believe it several times a week.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think so?
Oh, my
God.
Yeah. And then some.
Let me go to another anonymous caller. Different park. You're on the air. Good morning.
These guys rock.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So do tell your story, please.
All right. This was about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a girlfriend, but we were both married to other people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to have our dates, 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings.
Okay.
And we go to Green Lane Park this one time.
Mm-hmm.
And Preston, you probably know exactly where that is.
I do. Time. Yeah, it's a great park.
Yeah, so we back up to the edge of the tree line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you did it.
Busy. And next thing you know, we're surrounded by a whole troop of horses, people on horseback.
Okay, so just civilians on horseback, not mounted rangers, right?
Well, yeah, we didn't realize that the horse trail came on one side of the parking lot, came at the other.
So wow.
Family, they're glaring at us,
and
the teenage daughter, she's laughing. Oh, my God, it was so embarrassing. Well, we were half naked, too.
Were you inside a car or outside?
Oh, yeah, we were in the car. And it was a real low car. Of course, I could see everything inside. So I was like, good.
Take a look at that, Wilbur. Did this deter you from continuing to meet up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we found better spots after that.
Okay. Another park?
we used to go to, like... Yeah, we went to another park nearby, and we got caught there, too, by the cops.
Could you?
So then we ended up just changing our routine a little bit.
Okay.
Talking about parks and talking about...
Thanks, man.
Like, okay, so Valley Forge, could anybody bring themselves to do it like a Gettysburg? I mean...
Where there's been a battle,
battle and a lot of people died.
Well, I'm sure people do it in graveyards, you know?
That's true.
I don't know.
Some people don't care.
I did it in a Montessori school parking lot one time.
Oh, did you?
Okay.
Yeah. Hands-on learning.
It was at night.
Yeah.
Okay, it was at night.
So it was adult day.
It was not in session.
Kids weren't there.
And we just 69, that's it.
Yeah. Do you guys know where the that model airplane field is in Valley Forge?
Model. Oh yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, where they fly the RC planes. Yes.
Yeah. So it's if you're heading into the park on 252, it's on the left hand side, and it's right near the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And so I have a friend who's a police officer, and he just sent me this text. This happens a lot back in the airplane field. I just make sure everyone is okay, and they should move on. I tell them, quote, "You can't be here, but I'm going to go patrol somewhere else for a little bit." So I think that's a pretty pragmatic and practical approach. Like, get the hell out of here. Stop doing what you're doing.
And send them on their way.
And send them
especially,
on their way.
Especially, I mean, if they're of age, to also let them know they're on an active runway when they're out there.
Right. No, but I guess it also depends on how blatant they're being. Like, your friends outside the car, on it, that's a little brazen.
Yeah, and I mean,
you know.
She was horny.
Clearly.
Yeah.
You know, clearly. Let me go to Sarah.
She's kind of a slut.
Works at in the historic park system. Hi, Sarah. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, guys. So I work in historic parks, and this happens all the time at every single park you've been in.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I've worked at quite a few, and each of them have their own story. I worked at one that was kind of known for a man, well, men with a liaison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so kind of like the Something About Mary scene is what I always kind of pictured.
Oh, at the rest stop.
Oh, yes, where they pull up and the guys come, the headlights scatter them.
Yes, exactly. So that happens at a pretty well-known park after dark.
You don't want to mention the name of the park?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Is it in our area?
It is in our area, yeah. So it was known, like, when I first started there, a couple of the male staff were saying, like, be out by 5 every night because you don't want to see what happens here after dark right next to us. And I remember thinking, like, what are they talking about? And then eventually it came out that that's what happened over there. So you didn't want to stay too late because you didn't want to get caught up in that. Yeah.
So you knew this right out of Preston. That's the Ken Burns documentary I want to see.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, yes. That's the new one he's working on,
Sarah,
My sweet is Chuck. I shall meet you in the park tonight by the restrooms. I shall have my pants adorning my knees. And I will be fully aroused, waiting for your receptive love.
Receptive love. That's a good way to put it. Hey, so Sarah, as Steven had mentioned, you know, he threw out the name Gettysburg. And there are some of these, you know, parks that have memorials in them and so on and so forth. People don't care, do they?
Not at all.
Oh, my God. I guess I understand they're going there for sex. But I couldn't bring myself, like, on, like, Triangle Field or any site of... I don't know. It's just wrong.
Yeah. I've never worked at Gettysburg, but I've worked with people who have, and it's happened. Yeah. Okay. I know people have gotten caught during events and stuff, so it'll
yeah,
be
reenactments.
During reenactments.
Sure.
Yeah. My musket balls.
There are women, and men. All right, thank you.
All the time.
Right, you know what? I bet you that does happen. I know your friend Will is big into the
reenactments.
Reenactments.
Big time, yeah.
And they all go out and they sort of hang out in the tents and do the deal and recreate the whole deal.
Oh, but they party while they're doing
it. My guess is that's going on. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard any stories from him about that, but I know that they do party. They have a good time. It's not all about, you know.
Just like they did at Gettysburg.
Just the event, yeah. Let me go. Okay, so this anonymous caller was told to call in about the baseball field near Casey's house.
All right.
Hi, you're on the air. Good morning.
Morning, guys. You guys rock.
Thank you. All right. So, yeah, you wanted to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So, a lot of my friends are actually very local police officers, right, in that neighborhood. A lot of my friends who work overnight will actually patrol that baseball field probably 3-4 times a day or night, and they'll catch probably, he tells me at least 2-3 people every single night.
What is the specific?
What field are you talking
about? What specific field are you talking about? Do you know?
So it's I don't want to give a name away, but that's Cedar Grove Road. I'll say that much. There's only one big
what road?
Baseball field. Cedar Grove Road.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about where I grew up. I was like, okay,
no,
there's
no.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, this is now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that area. I mean, that field's like super tucked away.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what. Thanks for your call, by the way. But that's what people are looking for. Sure, a little place that you can kind of. That's not not a lot of traffic going by. That's why parks, man. There's so many windy, twisty little roads and little hidden parking lots out in them that you can just kind of go stash yourself in.
Like, if you're going to be the only car in a lot, it kind of stands out a little bit.
But also, it has to be a lot where, you know, occasionally police will come in. Or a place that has its own security will peruse and patrol a park. Sure. Parking lot. You've got to be sure of these things.
I'll tell you another spot, which isn't all, it's not tucked away at all, but people go there all the time.
33 Station.
I saw a couple in a Jeep with fogged windows and everything right along Kelly Drive.
Are you kidding?
Yep.
Kelly Drive.
Yeah. As active as that is?
Yep, right. It was in one of the, you know, the parking lots along there. It was a less populated parking lot, but like they were not the only car in there, and I pulled in and literally pulled into the spot two away from them and just glanced over and was like, oh, okay, sorry. And I quick got out and went for my jog and let them be.
Let me go to Jack is a park ranger. So I'm sure he's got stories. Jack, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Not much. So I was a park ranger back in college. This is about 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
And a small park up in the Poconos. And we're out on a patrol one night. We had a campground. People there had perfectly good tent. They chose to use the picnic table in the middle of their campsite.
They left the enclosure, their tent, and were doing it on top of a picnic table.
Yes. And, I mean, the worst part was it's not like one of the secluded sites. It was right in the middle of the park, right next to like the main bathroom.
During the Boy Scout Jamboree, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd you say to him, Jack?
Well, I went up and I mean, I was taken aback, of course. I said, I said to the guy I was with, I said, oh my God, they're doing it. So then we walk into the site, and I was just ready to say, you know, go back in your tent. Well, the guy I was working with was a real hard ass.
Yeah.
He's like, no, we have to give you a citation, this, that, and the other thing.
People eat on that.
the woman's crying, this and I feel like a jerk afterwards, but I would have just let them go.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, you got a tent right
there.
And you're right there.
I'm giving you a ticket for being an idiot.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind giving them a, you know. I mean, it's not like they look, dude, we didn't have anywhere to go. You know, you got a tent right there.
You don't have to give them a citation, but give them both full body cavity checks.
Okay.
Just so they'll remember it.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Jack.
So I go hiking all the different, you know, trails around the area, and the Wissahickon Park system and along the creek is just miles of, you know, it just goes on and on and on.
Nothing.
Yeah. And there are trails that go up, and they're like old, like stone walls that are, there are tons of areas that you could go in if you really wanted to and not be discovered at all.
Just knock one out.
So you don't really have to do it on top of a picnic table
right. In
the middle of a park.
Right. Interesting.
If you love the nature.
Right. Well, Nick's friends do it on their car outside in Valley Forge Park.
Yeah. I don't know the dude.
You don't know the guy?
No. But the girl sure was into it.
Okay. All right.
She got horny over the Revolutionary War.
Very interesting. And arrested and fined.
Yeah, fine.
And you just pay the fine. They won't have to go to court?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I forget the technical terms, but not arrested.
Cited.
Arrested. Yeah, cited. They didn't put her in cuffs or anything like that.
Do you think they'll extradite them back to England?
Probably, yeah.
All right, well, listen. Just be warned that you can get in trouble for doing that, even though it might be enticing or seem like your only shot. We need to break. We are going to have on the show a little bit later on this morning Mr. Andy Cohen, who is hosting Love Connection.
Yes, second season.
I've not seen it. Have you seen
it? Yeah, he does a great job.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's very classic Chuck Woolery-esque.
All right.
And he brings his own edge to it.
We will talk to him also. Craig Shoemaker is going to be joining as well. He's got a gig coming up at the Borgata next Friday. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Justin's getting a tattoo for Tattoos Day. And our friends from Deeds & Watts and a Real Philly Deli Tour. I'll tell you more about it when we get back. Stay with us.
This summer, surprise! The MM Army is hitting house parties throughout the Delaware Valley, delivering our summer house party pack. Got a backyard barbecue, pool party, summer shindig? No matter what the party, we're going to help you get it started right. With food from Philly's own Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, a case of Bud Light Lime or Bud Light Orange, and backyard party games courtesy of Jeff D'Ambrosio Auto Group. Hit up the contest page at WMMR.com to register your party to win MMR's Summer House Party Pack from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks your summer.
All right, let's get into these B-File stories. They're ready to go.
Now, WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And it's brought to you this morning by CF Logistics LLC. CF Logistics LLC is expanding its fleet, and they're looking for professional drivers to join their family-owned company. You can apply today at CFLogisticsLLC.com. That's CFLogisticsLLC.com. How about this? A British boy is in serious condition after apparently harpooning himself through the eye.
Oh, my God.
And the harpoon was moving at 60 miles per hour while on holiday in an island seaside resort. Devin White, 14 years old, was enjoying a boating trip with his uncle, an older brother, and two pals when he reportedly loaded the weapon and it went off. It struck him in the left eye. Oh.
Was it a spear gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
The impact of the steel bolt shattered his diving mask that he was wearing and embedded a staggering 6 inches into his head. Those on board the hired boat raced back to the beach to get help with lifeguards, then alerting paramedics in the resort. Devin received emergency first aid for his horrific injury. Incredibly, he was conscious and able to talk to paramedics and the police. So he's going to survive. He's going to be okay.
Well, and that mask slowed down the spear, clearly, right?
I don't know. Incredibly, like I said, he was conscious. The teenager was airlifted about 100 miles to a hospital in Rome where he underwent 3-hour surgery to remove the bolt. It's currently unclear whether he would lose his eye or not. It appears the bolt was damaged and did not lock properly when reloaded. So when he stood up, it went off, shot through his mask and into his head.
How do you not lose an eye if you get shot with a harpoon in it?
Yeah, harpoons are normally used for hunting and fishing. The spear can be attached to a rope and thrown or fired from a gun.
You ever shot one of those?
No.
I have.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to do.
It is.
Tracy Hoffaker's Prospect Park backyard looked a little bit like a zoo. This is from 6ABC. She said, never in a million years did I think I would find that I would find that this morning. I immediately called my cousin. Her cousin, a Philadelphia firefighter, arrived and called friends to help. Then, with an audience, the capture played out like an episode of Animal Planet. The approximately 2 to 3 foot long alligator became show and tell and was surprisingly calm. Hoffaker put the best interests of the gator first and called a rescue organization. She called the Slimy, Scaly, Taily Reptile Rescue based in Souderton.
I would have gone with them, too.
And they removed the gator from the makeshift home. So this is an alligator in the wild.
It was
in Philadelphia.
Somebody must have discarded a pet, right?
Yeah. Several sightings of the alligator along the creek were reported this week, so they've been watching it. It's been the talk of this Delaware County neighborhood. Delco! And people suspect someone might have bought it, which is illegal to do in Pennsylvania, but then let it go, which is also illegal. But they managed to get the gator and take it away. Wow. A Wizz Air passenger squatted down and urinated on the floor after she was allegedly told she could not use the bathroom while the aircraft was being refueled.
Well, come on.
It's Wizz Air.
It's called Wizz Air.
Shocking footage shows a woman squatting against a wall while speaking with someone on the phone. She is surrounded by several paper towels and a large pool of urine.
This is a warning to people buying tickets for dump airlines.
The incident took place on board a Wizz Air flight from London to Warsaw just before takeoff. The plane was fueling up and passengers were not allowed to go to the bathroom during the procedure. Well, because of this, a woman claims that she was forced to relieve herself in the galley where the food is usually prepared.
What a lovely picture of her taking a whiz.
In the video, the woman can be seen with her knickers and leggings pulled down to her knees, telling someone on the phone, "You have to help me before the flight takes off. I am peeing in the aircraft." She said, "I asked the cabin crew if I could use the toilet, but they said that I could not right now, so I am peeing in the galley right in front of them. The police are coming because it's my fault, all my fault." A young British couple then interrupt the woman, saying to her, "Are you being serious? That is disgusting. You're a grown woman." The woman replies, "Yeah, I know. I did ask." The man adds, "So you think it's okay to piss on the floor?" There's been no further
updates. That's a good question.
Been no further updates on what happened to the woman after the police arrived.
So. You know, when you ask it like that, it does seem kind of absurd.
Yeah, look at her.
Yeah.
We have video rolling of her just squatting there, taking a leak.
I really can't wait.
All over the floor.
I think I'll just piss on the galley floor.
Mm-hmm. An Ohio man called in a bomb threat to Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport so he could avoid missing his flight. He was sentenced Thursday to 4 months in prison and ordered to pay a fine.
Why can't you do that?
Dana Carter made a series of calls to the airport claiming there was a bomb on a Dallas, Texas-bound United Airlines flight in October.
I almost missed this, so I called in a bomb threat.
The 40-year-old allegedly made the false reports because he was worried he was going to miss his flight. The original flight ended up being canceled because of the threat, and Carter was placed on another flight for Dallas less than 2 hours later.
Listen, if Pierre Robert's never called in a bomb threat, there's no excuse.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can make it.
Carter's attorney admitted that the false threat was a foolish act. In addition to jail time, Carter has been ordered to pay $7,700 in restitution to United Airlines for the canceled flight.
Now, the galley pisser doesn't seem so bad.
By the way, he'll be on a federal probation list for 3 years after this. Hey, this is really strange. So Google Translate is freaking some people out. Users of the language translation app discovered if you type the word dog in and translate it from the West African language Yoruba to English, it says dog. But if you type in dog 22 times in a row, a very weird message appears.
What is it?
It says, "Doomsday clock is 3 minutes at 12. We are experiencing characters and a dramatic development in the world, which indicate that we are increasingly approaching the end of times and Jesus' return."
Who found this out?
I don't know. Whoever typed in dog 22 times.
To translate Yoruba.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm constantly typing in animal names repetitively into that particular site.
They could have done Yoruba, Jamaica.
Ooh, I want to take you to
any one of those.
Yep.
Key Largo, Montego.
I want to take you there.
Yep. All right. And there you go. That is what I have for
do
you.
Do I have to?
No. Okay. Yeah, because Nick says no. Please do. And that is what I have for you in the Bizarre File.
The doomsday clock is ticking.
All right, and that is what I have for you. Let's take a quick break. You got something I can give away?
I do. You know what? We We didn't do all these giveaways yesterday.
We had the movie screening yesterday. Nick said Mission Impossible was awesome.
Yeah, I saw it last night. It was fantastic.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I know we have stuff to go
with. It was the video game thing.
Preston, there were people in the theater last night.
Oh,
Nick? Really?
Yeah. Nick? After everything we said last week.
I'm going to have to deputize you to do some throat punching.
Steve, I wish you'd been sitting next to me. You know what the guy behind me was doing?
What?
He kept anticipating when the Mission Impossible theme would come in the beginning of the movie. So he kept trying to sing it to sound cool. Yeah. Yeah. That's what
Shut up. All of
shut
you.
Up.
Everybody.
Shut up.
Do you know what I would have done?
With everything.
In the original Alien, when the android rolls up a magazine and jams it into Sigourney Weaver's mouth, yes, attempting to kill her, that's what I would have done.
Yeah.
You know what I think I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to put two bumper stickers on my car. And these are just, you know, left lane is for passing, shut up in the movie theater.
Yeah.
And just spread my message constantly.
It was such a great movie, and it was the two guys behind me and then a guy across the aisle. It kind of took away from the experience a little bit last night, much like when you went and saw Ant-Man. Yeah. It just was like, this is a great movie, and I'm trying to enjoy it. Now, listen, I didn't pay what you paid. It was a free screening last night, so at least it was, you know, I wasn't out $50 or whatever, but it was still frustrating.
They were there. It was they were there for free.
You are not as entertaining as what I'm watching, so shut the hell up.
Well, also, you want to go lose yourself in the movie. You're suspending reality. You're enjoying the entertainment. It just destroys it.
I don't get it.
I know.
I never will get it.
I know.
The only thing that I can say is that that I've done my part by training my children.
Yeah.
That is not something that you do. And I'm trying, you know, at least I've planted the seed.
You know what I'm doing?
What?
Creating a new DC character, the Night Shusher.
The Night Shusher. The last thing you hear is, and then you're going to start to feel burning in your appendages.
Wow.
And then you die. Oh, my God. That pisses me off. I wasn't even there in that, and now I'm angry.
Yeah, I was frustrated while leaving. That being said, the movie is fantastic.
Okay. I could use a drink, and so could you. How about a case of Yards Brawler 16-ounce cans? How about that? We'll take caller number 15 at 215-263-WMMR. Local favorites, Philly Pale Ale, Brawler, and IPA are now available in cans. Go to yardsbrewing.com to schedule a brewery tour at their new location on 5th and Spring Garden. And pick up a case of cans at Pico's Liquor Store in Philadelphia, or on Philadelphia Pike in Wilmington. We will take a break. We'll come back in just a moment. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Dorothy. Take me down to the bottom. Fozzy. Stone Temple Pilots.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
I think I'm going to put my chef's hat on. And I think I'm going to be the connoisseur this morning.
It's time for the connoisseur. He gets all the best tables, knows the best places to eat. It's hard to talk like this.
I'm sure.
It's the connoisseur.
I kicked this off. Actually, it's an article I got from you, Steve. Today is another one of those national days. We had National Hot Dog Day not that long ago. We were talking about that. It's National Tequila Day today.
Tequila seems to be like a favorite of a lot of people.
Yeah. You know what? It was probably, I don't know, a good dozen years ago that tequila started to really become the spirit du jour. And they started having more handcrafted tequilas start to pop up.
That's what Clooney's, right? Is Clooney's a tequila?
No,
it's tequila.
Yeah.
Okay. I started drinking tequila more. I have not been able to drink tequila since 1996 when I went to Cancun.
I can understand that.
And literally all these years have not had a drink of it. And now I'm starting to get a little bit into
it. How do you, is it mainly margarita? Or?
I do like margaritas, but I can drink it normal now. Like I'll just kind of mix it with like a club soda or something.
Okay. Really?
If it's a good tequila. Yeah. But, and I like the silver tequila.
Okay. And you ever just sip on a straight bit of tequila?
I haven't gone there yet.
Okay. But you need a little watered down
with some limes.
Yeah. I don't have a palate for tequila. I love margaritas. They're just freaking phenomenal. They taste so good.
So, yeah, margaritas are very popular.
Oh, my God,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the percentage of people who that ends up in their top three favorite drinks is high.
And if you can find a place that does a good margarita, it's just like...
And you know what sucks? when you get a bad margarita.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
what are you doing?
It's just, you know, you
it's
know.
It's not that hard.
It's, it, it tastes so good. And then you take one sip and you're like, oh, man.
See, I'm
really looking forward like to this, sweet. Too.
The only equivalent I can think
too
of sour. Is like
tart.
Bad chocolate milk.
Yeah.
You know?
A bad chocolate
because
milk.
Because, but I mean, still, you're looking forward to it. I can understand if you're looking forward to a good margarita.
It's like, how hard is it?
It's how hard is it?
Yeah.
Coyote Crossing, Kathy, in Conshohocken. Makes a good margarita.
Dude, yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
And they keep it simple, which is how I like my margaritas. Yep.
And I say no go on the frozen margarita on the rocks.
Really?
Rocks with ice.
Really? Yeah, no question. Rocks and salt.
My problem with tequila is that for me, it's way too associated with the shot that happens at 1 in the morning within an hour of the bar closing.
That used to be our thing,
man.
That was
my Cancun thing. That was why I couldn't have it.
And it just destroys my stomach, and it's after a night of drinking already. So it's the end of the night drink. Which is never a good thing.
Does Copa still exist on South Street?
I think so.
Copa Banana?
Oh, yeah. They made great margaritas.
Yeah, they did.
Served them in martini glasses and gave you the little martini shaker. Marissa's giving a thumbs up. I used to love those margaritas.
A whole bunch of them, too, right? Different flavors and things?
Yeah, they had a few different ones.
Yeah,
you get like a mango margarita and stuff.
And they give you the extra.
Yeah. So you get that shaker left over. Yes. It's pretty sweet.
I remember we had an event there one time, and all of us went, or wherever. What's next door?
The TLA
next door. We all went, and Rochelle, Claire, and Dennis drank together, and we came back, and we were like, what happened to the three of you?
They were decimated.
Yeah. But reading this about tequila and the fact that it's National Tequila Day, the tequila people recommend that you try other drinks.
Of course they do.
Besides the margaritas. Now, Tequila Sunrise, to be honest, I've never had one. I know there's OJ in it. I don't know what else is in it.
That's right.
Grenadine, I think.
Grenadine, yeah, because it looks like a sunrise. That's the way the liquid plays out, and hence the name. Very good. Yes, of course, it is another tequila sunrise. But there are other ones that you may not have heard of. Of course, you know a Moscow Mule, which is made with vodka, but apparently they do a Mayan Mule, which uses tequila instead.
Forgive my ignorance in this stuff. So the tequila is the common alcohol to all of these with additional flourishes, correct?
Yeah, other things you can mix it with.
Right.
Margarita has tequila in it, but it also has a lot of lime and you might have Grand Marnier or Cointreau and some, orange in there as well.
But you can't pair, you don't pair an alcohol with an alcohol, right? You don't have a tequila with another.
Sure. There are definitely mixed drinks that have more than one hard liquor. One
Long Island iced tea.
Is there tequila in that?
No.
Okay.
No, Long Island iced tea is.
There might be.
Well, there's sour mix in it, right?
Yeah, I haven't had one of those in so long.
I remember when they first came out, and they were all the rage. I happened to be living on Long Island at the time, and
gin, tequila, vodka, rum, and triple.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
That's I remember the amount of the devastation the Long Island iced tea created.
Yeah, there's a similar drink that is, I believe, originated in Margate called a Mother. And it's, you know, all these types of
Mother.
Liquors and all these stuff together. But I think it has more of a pinkish hue to
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I remember the three wise men, which is dumb.
Yep.
Jack, Jim, and who was the other guy?
Old granddad?
Maybe. There's three whiskeys mixed together.
The kings that went to visit Jesus were named Jack and Jim?
No, it was Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, and Jose Cuervo.
And Jose?
Yeah, was the third, I think.
I thought it was all whiskeys.
Maybe
Johnny Walker?
Johnny. Oh, Johnny Walker.
Yeah, right, sounds like a George Thorogood song.
Were doing it wrong. what's in a mind eraser?
Oh, God, that was awful.
Goodness.
Oh.
No.
Do you remember cement mixer?
You drink them in a straw.
What is a mind eraser?
It lives up
exactly
to its name.
What it
okay.
is. I remember one night being at this club where I worked on Saturday nights, and a portion of the next day, I'm like, man, I don't remember that happening last night. And I'm like, why? And it wasn't until like a week later, I'm like, we drank mind erasers that night. Oh, my God.
And then 9 months later.
That was our end of the night drink in college. And that Preston is exactly right. You just didn't really remember
What was in the cement mixer?
I don't
remember. That was disgusting.
Cement.
Mixer was two different things, and it would solidify. Oh, yeah. So it had to have been something citrusy and something milky.
So do any of these actually taste good, or are they
actually
all...
not these,
not like the cement mixer, not that
cement
kind of
mixer
stuff.
Has a good taste to it.
Did it? You know, yeah, I shouldn't say that. I never had it.
The Mind Eraser had a pretty decent taste.
I thought it tasted good. Well, it had Kahlua in it, yeah. So that was yummy. Yeah, and margaritas. Oh man, so good.
Well, wait, back.
We should start drinking right now.
There you go.
Back to the tequila for a second. I was in Doylestown actually not that long ago at this little pub, and they did a tequila with a grapefruit juice. It was really good.
Huh?
Yeah, it was really. I mean, there was probably something else to it, but it was light and it wasn't too sugary. It tasted really. It was great.
You know, they do Bloody Mary festivals and stuff like that. There should be a tequila.
Why? There has to be, especially with, as you said, this new focus on more eclectic types of tequila.
There's a some sort of margarita like bar tour in Philadelphia. It happened earlier. It might have either been in the spring or early summer.
Okay. So anyhow, yeah, they recommend you try different ones, and also that a little factoid about tequila, seeing that it's National Tequila Day.
Fun facts.
In the entire world, there are only 5 specific regions in one country, Mexico, that can actually make the spirit and call it tequila. And that puts it on the same status level as champagne, which can only be made in Champagne, France, or Scotch whiskey that follows strict Scottish distilling laws. The old rule on bourbon was it had to be from Kentucky.
Yes.
But that is not the case anymore. It just has to be 51% corn to be considered. And there's an aging process as well.
So what are you saying about the tequila then?
They have to come from Mexico.
Only 5 places. This is according to this little
fact of information.
It has in 5 specific regions in Mexico, okay, or it can't be called tequila.
The agave from it, or?
Yeah, the agave is part of it, and that's where it's grown, I guess. So that's where it happens. But you like the silver tequilas more than the gold?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Color?
I don't know how they derive the colors. And,
at least
and
the gold for me is a little, it's just like a little too much. I think maybe the silver I can, it's a little smoother.
There's
for
a place that Casey and I went to in Orlando. What's the name of that restaurant, Casey?
Oh, geez.
Really great Mexican restaurant. And they had...
It's like Taco Joe's or something.
It had a name really cool restaurant, though. And I kid you not, they had a couple of 100 different tequilas there.
I got to look
and
it up
the,
now.
The manager came over and gave me a sample of one of them. And I don't have a real palate for tequila, but he was telling me, you know, what all the notes were in the tequila and what I should be trying to taste and so on.
So the song in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Silver and Gold, is about tequila?
Oh, tequila, yes, exactly.
Silver and gold tequila. Yeah. Silver and gold.
You ever try Bloody Maria? It's a Bloody Mary with tequila instead of vodka.
No.
Yeah, it's I've tried it to sample it and it didn't care for it very much. I'd much prefer a Bloody Mary.
I tell you what I did have, though, which is a twist on a Bloody Mary. There's a local distillery called Brandywine Distilling.
Oh, they're awesome.
And they have a gin that is called, I want to say, is it Dragon's Breath? I'm not sure if it's Dragon's Breath. I have it, and it's a gin, and it's got a, they make it with, because I toured the distillery, they make it with jalapeno peppers.
Oh.
And, dude, you put that in Bloody Mary mix, it's out freaking standing.
I'll try that next.
Excellent. You shall try that next. Buy from those guys. They're local.
They're fantastic.
And they're big fans of the Preston and Steve show.
And very generous.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated with the distilleries and stuff like that, Preston. For a non-drinker, I'm oddly drawn to all this stuff.
It's not too late to get on board, Steve.
I've got my porn.
I know.
No, but I'm like, Steve,
you don't need another vice.
You don't have to drink the alcohol to appreciate the craftsmanship that goes into it.
And that's what I do. And it seems to bring joy to so many people sprawled on the floor.
All right. Well, it's National Tequila Day. I do have something else that I found being
more
the connoisseur.
Are we moving to things more solid, or are we staying in the liquid realm?
This is more atmosphere. So the quality of a meal that you have at a restaurant can be impacted by many factors, and a new study finds that for men, one of those factors is the individual serving them the food.
Yes.
University of British Columbia and Simon Fraser University researchers polled adults and found that men rated as a meal as more delicious when it was served by a waitress wearing makeup with her hair down, as opposed to a tired-looking woman with bad skin and her hair up.
Good Lord.
How was your enchilada? sorry for getting ashes in it.
At most restaurants, they have to wear their hair up.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
but this says if the hair is down.
I think sometimes, and I think you've done it, Preston, where you say you'll say to the waitress, "Take your let your hair down, and let it flow around your shoulders."
Also, when men were given a glass of orange juice, they reported that it tasted sweeter when they were shown a photo of an attractive woman before drinking it.
They never do that at the IHOP.
Yeah, here's a hot chick,
and here's a centerfold. Enjoy.
Yeah, take a look at this.
Yeah, here's a hustler, and here's your orange juice. By the way, we're going to give you some pancakes and a copy of Beaver Magazine.
Right. Be sure to rate us on Yelp.
Great porn.
Yeah. Wonderful pancakes.
Buckwheat pancakes and all the porn you can read.
Women polled, on the other hand, were far more interested in the location and noisiness of the restaurant.
I think the server, regardless, can make the meal so much more pleasant.
Well, there, yeah, you're a man.
It can make the meal more pleasant. They're actually saying that
it can be a dude.
It makes it seem as if it tastes better. As well.
What's the so noisiness meaning? It has to be noisy?
No, I think the other way around.
No, it has to be quiet.
Around. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it too noisy.
Are you less inclined to enjoy your meal if the people at the table next to you are firing off starter pistols?
Yeah, I hate it when you get a real noisy group nearby.
There are some restaurants that are just actually the way they're built are noisy.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the wide open ones. But I've been to restaurants like, you know, real fine dining where the person serving you is kind of whispering. That I'm not really all that into.
Excuse me?
What?
I can't hear you!
What's the special?
Just give me my Beaver magazine and my pancakes.
I am.
You're still an IHOP?
What? Yeah.
I'm always impressed with a good server. Always. Their attentiveness is what impresses me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, people are there that are on it.
One of our I love it. Interns works at Not Your Average Joe's, which is a fine restaurant over there in Suburban Square. And the wait staff over there is very, very good. You know, they're attentive, but they're not overly attentive where every time the fork is going up to your mouth, how is everything? Right. How is everything? Yeah. It's still good.
Yeah.
We went out to dinner on Sunday night it was a few different people. It was like my family and cousins and all that sort of stuff. And and I felt bad. I didn't want our waitress to do this, but she ended up breaking the check up into how many different people were there? It was like one, two, three, four different groups. And I thought, I was like, wow, you just really went above and beyond.
See, I always think that's a pain in the butt for them. I never want to ask them to do that.
And I didn't.
Oh, really?
I didn't.
Yeah. Is it a pain for them or no?
They do it all the time.
They don't care.
As far as I know.
It's a personal preference. I just extort everyone. I tell them that I have embarrassing photographs, and then they all pay.
See, ours was, you know, sort of a different. There were four people there that were two couples, right?
Yes.
And then there was my group, which was, oh God, five kids and two adults. That was seven of us. And then there was another group there that was four. You know what I mean? So it was like weird. And I was willing to just kind of go through the bill and go, okay, hey, why don't you give in?
You had the 30? Roast beef. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. So you sort of pre-break it down. Everyone contributes. And then
I was totally willing to do that, but the waitress was like, "I'll just break it down." You know,
very nice. Yeah, there was we went to a sushi place not too long ago, and there was 10 of us there.
Yeah.
So one of us wasn't going to pick up. It was a big ass check. You know? So they did the server had no problem splitting it up for us.
Yeah. I went out to lunch with my cousins the other day, and like it sticks with me because my one cousin. We ended up just kind of splitting the check three ways, and he shouldn't have. He paid way too much, and I have not been able to shake that feeling. I walked away, and I'm like, why did I let that happen? Why did I let, you know, he ended up.
Did next you just time, split next, it evenly?
We split it three ways evenly, but it really shouldn't have been. If anything.
Yeah, but at like 43 years old, you know, like.
Yeah.
You reach a certain point where when you're in college. I think there's a difference. If, you know, if somebody orders extra appetizers or orders
drinks. But he ended up paying double what he should have. And I don't know.
You reach a certain point in life where that matters less. I get what you're saying, totally. Yeah. But I think that sometimes when you go out with other people, it doesn't matter what the bill is. You're just going to split it evenly as courtesy.
Wait a minute. Okay, so did you have more family members in your?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A lot of times I just get nervous, and I will pick up the check.
Just pick up the check, right?
Yeah,
I got y'all.
Just because, it gets Yeah, I don't know why I get nervous. You. I just do. Yeah,
I should have just said, "Hey guys, I got this." Steve,
Steve, can you come get this?
Steve, here.
A few people are texting in saying splitting up is not a problem if you ask, if you let them know ahead of time.
Okay. Absolutely, that's a good
they
courtesy.
They can start off and have six separate bills running.
Yes,
as opposed to just take the one sum and split it up.
Okay.
In six ways.
So what if you're James McAvoy and split and you show up
23 ways?
Yeah.
So, but this says most restaurants, POS terminals, point of service, I guess.
Nope.
Makes a piece of ass. Makes splitting checks easy. In Atlanta, every restaurant asks before you order if you want the check split up. Hmm. Interesting.
Yes, and can you overcharge and make sure the food arrives cold?
Thank you.
There was a story that I saw. I was going to put this in.
Another story, connoisseur?
It's kind of the connoisseur noticer.
Another story from the connoisseur.
The connoisseur noticed this. No, there was a kid named Cohen Naughtley.
Of course there was.
At a restaurant in Lynchburg, Virginia. He's only 17 years old, and he paid for his $45 restaurant bill with mostly coins, a $20 bill, and he left a. It was a $20 bill, and he left $10 as a tip. So it was a $45 restaurant bill, $20 bill, and then the rest was in change with a $10 tip. And apparently the restaurant, Beer 88, posted a picture of the coins on Facebook. They since deleted it and said, we'll just caption this, how not to pay at a restaurant, because that's the nicest thing we can think to say about this ridiculousness.
But he
was
gave
a 17-year-old kid. He gave a great tip.
By the way, don't berate. I mean, obvious. Look, it's probably never a good idea to, even if it's a bad tip that you got or whatever, don't post it online.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this was actually
they hashtagged it no home training.
Okay.
So the mom and dad were like, what are you talking about? He tipped you $10. Come on.
Tipped you $10 and he gave you actual money.
Yeah.
He didn't dine and dash.
Yeah, exactly.
My nephew is 10, so old enough to kind of understand how money works. And his parents gave him a $20 bill to go get ice cream from the Fudgy Wudgy Man on the beach.
Yeah.
And he went, he got one ice cream, and he didn't come back with any change.
How much did they give him?
They gave him a $20. So he got, say, maybe $3 to $5. And they were like, "Where's the rest of the money?" And he goes, it said he was trying to go to temple.
He had a sign.
Well, it's, yeah, like because they'll put like a little tip jar and says, you know, help me go to temple or whatever.
Aww.
And they were like, very nice. $15 for him to go to temple. His dad was like, I'm not paying his full tuition. You can throw a few bucks in.
I can get behind a kid like that.
Oh, and also the Fudgy Wudgy guy's got a.
He did. He came over and he was like, "Hey, your kid put $15 in my tip jar."
Okay. I've been looking for this Fudgy Wudgy guy since last year, Kathy. He does backflips for $5.
Oh yes.
No way.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Pretty cool. I was like, "Here's $5. Let me see the backflip, dude." Yeah, and sure enough, he did it.
That's great.
Yes.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
Backflipping all over the beach if I could.
Now eat sand until you vomit. For $10. Do it.
$10.
Dance. When I was at, okay, never mind.
What?
No. He stopped himself.
Yes, I stopped.
He stopped himself. Let's just leave it at that, whatever it is. All right, here's a different one about women. We said men perceive.
Connoisseur stories about women.
Food that tastes better if there's an attractive server.
Yes.
But how about this? A new Zusk survey of 7,000 singles and analysis of over 4 million dating app profiles reveal your food preferences can actually make you more or less attractive. So, for example, people who mentioned food but nothing specific about it in their online dating profiles got more messages from women. However, any mention of guacamole in your profile will bring in about 144% increase in messages.
So just general food will get you an increase, but the mention specifically of guacamole will up your responses?
And mentioning potatoes will increase your rate of messages by 101%.
So Gollum must do great.
Mentioning chocolate will earn you a 100% increase in messages. Furthermore, if you simply mention that you are, quote, a foodie, in your profile, you'll get 82% more messages.
Huh. What about kielbasas, Preston?
No word on kielbasas. But yeah, so it's saying basically that ladies tend to gravitate towards people who enjoy a good meal or are considered foodies.
I think socially, one of the things you do the most is go out to eat.
You go out to eat.
Well, and you figure that's like always a first date, right?
I mean,
you're grabbing something to eat.
Yeah. The first date you ever went on was what?
Yeah, I went to a restaurant. I went to Outback Steakhouse.
There you go.
Nice. We went to Bertucci's, and my wife kind of... I ordered a pizza with just black olives on it, and A, she hates olives, but B, she thought that was weird.
This guy's a loser.
Right?
This isn't going to last.
Jeez. Black olives. Jesus Christ.
You were a vegetarian at the time,
I think,
right?
I might have been a vegetarian at the time. Otherwise, totally pepperoni.
Yeah,
You ordered olives pizza?
That was your first date with Diane?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bertucci's has rock and rolls.
They are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you can, and if you get the kids' meal, you get to make your own.
Really?
You get to give a little thing of dough.
I will pay kids to make rolls.
Didn't know
for me.
That?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. See, don't you miss out just simply for not having children?
Yeah, you get to make your own little. You can put a little.
Oh.
You can shape it into, you know, your initials or something like that.
So, Pinocchio's, when you go and sit down at Pinocchio's, they give all the kids dough to play with.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, you know, my kids end up eating it. I'm like, guys, don't eat it. That was probably on the floor or something like that. But not only that, Steve.
Wait a minute. You think they would give them dough that was on the floor to
play
with?
No, but it's kind of like Kathy's mom with, like, no, there's bugs
there's
in
bugs
that.
There's bugs in that. There's bugs in it.
But they don't care. They're like, I'm going to eat it anyway. But, Steve, I want dough to play with as well, but they won't give it to me.
They won't give you dough?
Man. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
they won't give it to me.
I'm a grown man.
Pinocchio's is, I was over there for your, the
dine and donate.
I forget how big, that place is bigger than I remember it. It's got a nice sit-down place and a huge takeout area.
And this little takeout area, a whole beer garden, and then the outdoor seating as well.
It's all good.
And then they give kids dough, but not adults.
They just don't give adults dough.
I wonder if I ask, because I always feel, I feel dumb asking for.
Act dumb and they'll give it to you.
Can I act dough?
Dough.
Wait a minute, Bertucci's closed as a company? Somebody
that's not
true. Shut up.
You're wrong. There is a Bertucci's at the Plymouth Meeting Mall, is there not?
Yeah, I haven't been there in a couple weeks, but. Last time I was
somebody
there,
looked
I
that up. Let's just make sure.
Their rosemary chicken sandwich is one of my favorites. So I will literally start killing people in the studio
it's
right now.
It's a good family place.
Yo, you know what, man? They got great wings, by the way. I don't know. You wouldn't think of like Bertucci's and wings, but.
Look, they don't advertise. We're saying this out of the kindness of our hearts.
Bertucci's files Chapter 11 bankruptcy. What? Pizza chain may close restaurants.
May close restaurants.
USA Today, and that was dated April 16th. So they may have.
Oh my God.
Steve's going to kill people.
My God.
Quickly, I'll distract you. Let me move on to one more story of the connoisseur.
Before Steve starts killing people, we move on to another story.
Let's move on to fast food for a moment. Chick-fil-A isn't content just selling you fast food. The chain announced yesterday that it will begin selling meal kits next month.
This is interesting.
The kits will contain fresh, pre-measured ingredients and will be available in 150 restaurants in the Atlanta area. There will be five recipes to choose from. Chicken Parmesan, chicken enchiladas, Dijon chicken, pan-roasted chicken, and chicken flatbread. But the restaurants will only offer two options at any given time.
See, okay, so what I would say is add those options to their regular menu. I might purchase Chick-fil-A flatbread.
Here's the thing about the fast food restaurants, and this is why they're doing it. In fast food, in order to make certain things, you have to have, they would have to redo the kitchen to have this prepared to
then
make stuff like this. And that's not cost effective. So if they essentially make these kits and they sell them right there, it's just nothing but bank, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to redo all of those franchises.
I was looking at some of the pictures of the various foods that they're offering, and they look pretty good.
Okay. They look all right.
If you're going to go get, though, you'd probably go to another restaurant if you're going to go get something.
A meal.
Well, here's the deal,
like a meal.
You feed two people, it's $15.89. So that's not bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
If it tastes halfway decent and you prefer a fresh-cooked meal.
One person eats the meal and then they breathe on you.
Then you can do it that way. We still do meal kits in my house. I made two of them last night.
I don't care that if people criticize me for not cooking, the easier, the better. Like, that's basically all I do.
Yeah.
You do the meal
kits?
The meal kits,
eat out. Just meal kits. Like, to still be able to eat healthy, but
What do you get? Well, I mean,
a friggin' recipe.
We do two of them. We have plated and HelloFresh. Last night, I made a penne pasta with a creamy pesto sauce and chicken, and had some fresh basil on it. And that one was fairly basic, but my son, Carter, made a pan-seared chicken And that was that came with a cucumber, grape, and feta salad.
Wow.
It was really good.
I have a service called Dumpster.
Yeah.
And you go to the finest restaurant. No, actually, you know what? I'm too lazy for that. I'm not too lazy.
I'm way too lazy.
People are going to make it better than I can make it. So, and there's so many
That's what you think.
I know it.
It's not. Even I can do the HelloFresh and all
what
that.
What was the best dish you've made out of the HelloFresh?
There's like all these like crusted chicken breasts, and I don't know.
I've made everything from empanadas to flatbreads to skillet pizzas to tons of different pastas, and
one of the best burgers I ever had came from HelloFresh.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Salmon burgers where you actually cook it and mix it up
Steve, I'm gonna send you a link though,
all right,
to the one that I did. It's less work than what Preston is doing. It literally comes ready for you, and you just put it's still still fresh food. So,
okay, all right, that's right up my alley.
These are easy. The best thing about the meal kits is you learn how to cook when you're making them. The instructions are there. It's very simple. And as you go, you start to pick up things.
I don't like to learn.
And then you can make stuff on your own.
Yeah, but
when you don't have a meal kit, it's great. It just teaches you the basics of cooking. You know, I've started an herb garden with actual herbs. It's not weed.
A lot of people have herb gardens.
But I really like herb. No, I know. And
so
I'm making stuff
all the time.
You were a chef to begin with of some level.
I cook.
You cook, but you have chops. I get it. I know. And just when I think it's a great idea, I'm like,
But if you learn, then you don't have an excuse to not cook.
I do.
Right?
I always have an excuse. If you
have an excuse to say you can't cook, then you don't have to cook.
Somebody's texting and asking about Blue Apron. Yeah, I used to endorse Blue Apron, and they don't do the advertising campaign
anymore, but
I'll use them from time to time.
Yeah.
But we like all those.
How do you like to eat your chicken? Like medium rare?
No.
No?
What the hell is wrong with you?
I like it blood red.
You just made me get...
I like it a little bloody.
A little bloody, to be honest.
I had it a little bloody in Mystic, Connecticut, and spent 3 days in a morphine-induced coma.
All right.
So it's looking like they're gonna test market these meal kits at Chick-fil-A. I don't know if they'll take off or not, but they're going to begin those in Atlanta, and if so, they'll expand
course Atlanta
through the country.
They redid the Chick-fil-A at the Plymouth Meeting Mall. It's like nice and new now.
At the Plymouth Meeting Mall?
Yeah, there's one inside the mall.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was closed for a little while, and people were a little angry.
Okay.
Is there a Popeyes in there, too?
Is it in the food court?
No, it's across from the food court. It has like its own little store. It's upstairs.
Yeah, I haven't been inside the mall. I go to the restaurants outside of the mall. I haven't been in the mall in a long time. Okay, that's good to know.
Go in, you can do the escape the room and get Chick-fil-A.
Here's the deal, man. I don't necessarily align myself with some of the beliefs of the ownerships of Chick-fil-A, but damn, it's tasty chicken.
Yeah, it is.
And I have bucked the system, and I buy some on Saturday so that I throw them in the fridge and I have them ready to go on Sunday.
Because Sunday's the only day I ever really feel like having it.
Because you're hungover.
Sons of bitches are closed.
Well, also, if you're going to a party or something like that, you get the platter on Saturday.
Yes.
And you just,
oh, my God. The kids love that.
Yes. It's good.
Mm-hmm. And the adults also.
So anyhow, we'll see how those go. That's all I have in the connoisseur file for you this morning. But.
What?
I have breaking news.
Oh.
This is. Is it? From Marissa Magnata. The abandoned car on Lincoln Drive was towed right now. Or is being towed right now.
I saw it the other day, and it was not in. How could it have lasted so long there? It wasn't like a legal parking spot.
It was dumb. And then it would. But if you. We're able to see the other side of it. It was clear it had been in an accident of some sort because it was crushed in on one side. The side that presented to the street looked like it was in fine condition.
Yeah.
So we just got word. This has been your breaking news.
Breaking news.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back in a second. Craig Shoemaker is going to be joining us. So will Andy Cohen. And we have a real Philly deli tour in the studio. Speaking of all this food, thanks to Anna's Corner Store in East Norton for coming in this morning.
Great stuff.
We want to congratulate them for not only being a Deeds and Watson Real Philly deli, but they also just won Best Deli in the 2018 Best of Monco competition.
Whoa!
You can find out all about them. Go to WMMR.com, keyword deli. We will be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Grilling season is here, and they have done it again at Omaha Steaks. This is the one and only deal that you can get. It is the Omaha Steaks Grill Ready Collection, a limited time for only $39.99. You heard that right. $39.99 is 80% off, and here's what you get. Two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four juicy boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, four traditional kielbasa sausages, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and for this deal, you get four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets for free. Did you hear all of that? You get, it's for $39.99. And what's wonderful about this is you're not going to have to stop off at the store on the way home. It's already going to be there ready to go. This limited time package for only $39.99 is available when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type Gadzooks in the search bar and add the Grill Ready Collection to your cart. Don't wait. You want to get this offer soon for summertime. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type Gadzooks in the search bar. Grab your friends and fire up the grill.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit HandAndStone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston & Steve Show podcast.
Our next guest is, he's going to be at the Borgata coming up on August 3rd, and we're not going to be around that particular day, so he wants to give us a call now and hit that show, which
yes, no problem. We're happy to do it.
Friend of our program, been coming on this show since we were back in the Y100 days. He and I actually have something in common, as in, so we have both injured our hand this year.
What did he do?
His happened at a Phillies game in May. The ball bounced off his hand.
Oh,
I'm reading here that he broke it. I didn't know about that.
No, me neither.
Well, let's get him on and find out about it. Mr. Craig Shoemaker.
Hey!
He is on the show. Hey, oh, Craig.
Oh, Craig.
Oh, Craig, you are bad.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I apologize if you hear my dehydrator is in the background. I got it from my wife for her birthday, and she's very excited. She's using it already.
You have a dehydrator?
This is the kind of thing that excites her. I definitely did not marry a Philly girl. She gets off if I compost.
It's all that stuff. Okay, yeah.
She's very earthy. She literally says to me, "Do you know it's spiritual to fart?" Well, you married the Dalai Lama.
Hey, Craig, did I get that right? Did you break your hand? Did you break your hand at a Phillies game earlier this year?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm at the game. I just visited everybody in the booth. I was taking them, all the broadcasts. I take them golfing when they come out here to L.A. Mm-hmm. And I sat in the seats, and I actually said, "I never got a foul ball. I'm going to get one today." A big high fly. I reach up, bam, off my left hand and into Kevin Stocker's nephew's hand, just sitting behind me, right? So I'm sitting there, I'm just miserable, my hand just keeps swelling, it's black and blue, and they send the medics, and then I look at my phone, blew up, because everyone in Philly was watching that day.
Including me. This is Nick and Casey, we both texted you, Craig, and so thank you for bearing with us.
But I had people from third grade go, "You always sucked in third grade."
did you?
The Hillcrest Bar League. I remember I hit one to you on purpose because I knew I'd score. I mean, it was so horrible. I'm sitting in a hall of just a spiral of shame. And just blowing up on Twitter and everything else. I got more attention from this from a Netflix special.
Did you know the second that it hit your hand that something bad had happened?
No. I just thought, oh, this kid's got it. I was really upset that my hand, and then they sent the medics, and that made Philadelphia blow up even worse. You puss. Ricky Pitalico FaceTimed me live, and then Barkan, they're going, "You suck." It was horrible. And all of my childhood memories, the reason I do comedy was all happening right there.
Yeah, you're being berated. Yeah.
And then two innings later, I'm sitting there with my head down. I look up, same high fly. And I had the presence of mind. I have no good left hand. It's all swollen. I ripped the hat off the kid that got my ball. And in one swoop, I reached up and caught the ball in my hat. And I had redemption.
Dude, nice. That is a special day at the park.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Two innings later, I got, and of course, nobody from Philly then calls me.
Right. Yeah. No, because you did. You had an achievement that was good. And you don't celebrate that. Yeah.
Man,
they didn't celebrate that at all. I had like one person goes, "Yeah, nice catch. You still suck." I mean,
that's not bad. At least you injured your hand in a pretty interesting way. I fell down the stairs on Saturday and sprained the crap out of my hand, so it should be good.
What?
I know we're playing golf next week, but I got a brace on, and it's just typical.
Geez. I love these. He's submitting the excuse already.
Well, how do you guys pair up? How's the level of play between you two?
Well, I'm working on it. I'm motivated because I played lousy a couple different times. The last time we played, I played a little better, but
yeah.
So I'm gonna. I just played one of these celebrity golf tournaments. I got a trophy for closest to the car. So
I like
an idea how good I am.
Who's,
you know, they team you up with other celebrities. I'm with Ray Romano and a playmate. I never realized how sexual golf is until you play with a hottie.
Yeah.
It's very sexual. The whole game is all innuendos. Like she says, I think we're in the water. And Ray's like, oh, I don't think you're wet. I mean,
So who's the best celeb you've played with besides Preston?
Oh, wow. Wow. You mean best player?
Best player.
Yeah.
Who you wouldn't expect. Yeah.
Hey, Craig, you told me. You told me Caitlyn Jenner's pretty good golfer.
Yeah, I just saw Caitlyn. Isn't this weird that I never thought I'd say these words? I've known Bruce Jenner for 25 years. And pronoun police, by the way, don't get all excited. I know Bruce Jenner and not, okay, so I'd never met Caitlyn. We only talked on the phone.
Yeah.
But I never thought I knew someone that long that two weeks ago, I never thought I'd say this. Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
That long. Yeah. And it was kind of strange. And we're golfing actually next week.
Okay.
So I'll give you the reports on whose game is better, Preston or Caitlin.
Yes.
There's
your new reality series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a new swing.
The Haney Report, right? With you and Caitlin.
Yeah, exactly.
I should do one about the who I golf with.
Yeah,
that'd
be a cool blog. I met this guy who's part of my lexicon back in Philly. You know, can you say the words CB? You know what a CB is when you stop somebody from hitting on a girl.
You can say a C blocker. Yeah,
a C blocker, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We didn't call it that. And when I was growing up, the best lineman in the NFL was Anthony Munoz. So we called it, hey, you Munoz'd me. you totally Munoz'd me. And I golfed with Munoz last week. And I took a picture with him. I said, you're part of my history. So that was pretty cool.
It's pretty wild, though, when you see football players, especially bigger dudes playing. It almost seems like some bizarre game of putt-putt golf because they're, you know, they're – everything looks smaller, and it's just it's weird, you know. Like when Barkley plays or something, it looks weird.
Well, him, you picked the wrong guy for that example. Everything looks weird with him.
I guess that's right. Yeah,
yeah.
I totally get it though. Something happens when that ball gets there. It's so weird. There's no defense. There's nobody. You know, there's nobody around the hole that's stopping your ball. But I just, that one little ball, it doesn't move. But I go nuts in my head. I look forward to playing with you. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So, Craig, you're making your way in town. You're going to be at the Music Box at Borgata, and that's next Friday, a week from this Friday. When you get back in town, you hang around for a little while, don't you?
I do. I do like a thing. This time I have no family, though, so I can golf more completely guilt-free, which is great. We just did our family vacation this year in Hawaii.
Ooh.
Have you ever been to that? Have you ever been to that country?
Yeah. And in fact, were you there when the active volcano stuff was taking place?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And we were on that island. Wow. They have 13 letters in the alphabet. As you get directions from someone, it sounds like a drunk. You make a left of Honolulu, make a right on Kakahuka, and you end up on Kihuihuna. I'm like, I'd like to buy a continent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the strangest. It's a language in itself, and it's in the United States, but you never think that it is.
Did you get to see any of the? So you were on the Big Island. You were on Hawaii itself.
Yes, I was there, but my the eco earthy wife is checking Vogue. You know, and I'm ready to drive into the volcano, which I did before with my buddy Cerami when we went there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe in all this, you know, sunblock.
Right.
Out in L.A., I coach Little League. They coat the kids with sunblock. They look like a kabuki dancer and a mime is playing first base.
Right.
So yeah, although Preston, you do a lot of sunblock too, don't you?
I use the spray on stuff. I don't use the old zinc oxide where I'm like
Revenge of the Nerds. Yeah.
But I have to. I'm pretty pale. I'll burn pretty quickly. But you know,
not everyone is Mediterranean like you.
No, I am. Well, actually, I found out I got my DNA done on 23andMe. I'm 14% African.
Wow.
Yes. I'm black. That's right. So I hope my new cousins come to see me at the Borgata.
Wow.
I'm sick of my audiences. They're all crackers. I'm sorry. Is that not right? Crack huh?
No. Yes, right.
Crack huh? Without the hard R.
You're going to steal some of that Kevin Hart audience now.
Exactly. I'm up for that.
There you go.
I was tired of being white anyway. Look at our sports. we're down to poker and bass fishing. We're watching guys fish on TV. They're like, he pulled a 7-pounder out of the river. That's an athlete. No minority could pull that fish out of there.
So do you go fishing? You impress me as a, if you're a golf dude, I don't know. You impress me as a guy who might be into fishing.
No.
No?
I like only deep sea. I used to do a lot of deep sea out there in Cape May. And I do it out here by me. We catch this stuff. And my wife is from Japan, so we have fresh sushi. That's awesome.
What's the biggest fish? Or you have like marlin or stuff like that? Tuna?
No, I'm not out there, the great outdoorsman. I'm catching stuff to eat. I'm not out there. That's a commitment.
Okay.
I'm not into committed fishing.
All right.
It's got to be easy. And I took a bunch of people out last year. I have this fan of mine has a boat out here in L.A. You know who my neighbor is as we hang out is Boreanaz.
Really? Yeah. Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave Boreanaz. But what's the full circle thing about that is, and then we hang out here, and he's a member in my club too. And his dad discovered me and put me on TV for the first time when I was a kid.
No, really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah, his dad put me on AM Philadelphia.
So and, to do a comedy routine. This is Dave Roberts.
Yeah,
Dave, I may not know, but
Dave Roberts was hosting AM Philadelphia, and now I knew Dave Boreanaz, his son. When he was like, you know, like 11 years old, uh-huh. and then his dad was the one that discovered me. So
that's awesome.
I'm indebted for the rest of my life.
That has come full circle.
Philadelphia was my only credit for like 2 years that I had on my big resume.
Wow.
Now Boreanaz is a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, we're gonna make sure people are aware of your show coming up, and it'll be, like I said, a week from this Friday. Normally, we would have had Craig stop by right before the show, but we're taking some time off. But wanted to make sure that we got the plugs in. The Music Box at the Borgata Hotel and Casino. Two shows, 9-11 p.m., and I think it's $25 for the ticket, so it's a pretty sweet deal.
Oh, my God, that's cheap. That's a week of those stupid... Those beach tags.
The beach tags.
Go.
Yeah.
Skip the tags and go see Craig.
By the way, my goal in life is to never pay. I train my kids to run, duck into the sand.
That's
I will
how you
never
do it.
Pay for that beach tag.
Nice. You can get the tickets at theborgata.com. Should be cool. So, but I will see you next week, man, because we're going to get out and play. All right, brother?
You got it. All right. Thanks, all right, guys. Thanks. Yep. Real pleasure talking.
Yeah.
We got a Craig Shoemaker, guys. At the Borgata. Yeah, we played. He's a member at Calabasas Country Club.
Yes, which is Calabasas, where the Kardashians live.
Where the Kardashians are. In fact, he was, as we were going around the golf course, he was pointing up to some of the homes that were up on the hills. He's like, oh, yeah, that's a Kardashian home, and that's so-and-so lives over there. And he goes, you know who's a member here? Jamie Farr.
Jamie Farr. He's like, Farr, you never know. I'm like, Klinger.
He kind of laughed at it. I'm like, dude,
I would love to see Jamie Farr here. Are you kidding
me? See, you could have a good time playing golf with Jamie Farr. You get too high on the celebrity level and you'd be distracted.
It's intimidating.
Right, right.
But if you got Klinger from MASH.
Of course.
Even Father Mulcahy. I would love to play with Father Mulcahy.
Okay, wait. No, it's Loretta Swit.
Yep.
Yeah, Hot Lips Houlihan.
And I believe Father Mulcahy had places I had passed by when we were in Clearwater. Close to Indian Spring.
You went past the Swit Estate?
I did. My buddy had pointed that out. We had taken our picture out in front of Ryan Howard's house, mm-hmm. and as we were driving, he goes, oh, yeah, and that's Hot Lips from MASH. That she's there, and I believe the priest is there.
Wow.
I'm like, really?
Who knew?
At a time, they were some of the most famous people in the
absolutely.
Country.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So that's noteworthy. It's worth bringing up. Hey, I know we're going to have Andy Cohen on in a moment. He's scheduled to give us a call in a little bit. But before we get to him, did you guys see that the New York Daily News fired half of its news staff yesterday?
I did.
Wow. Yeah,
They are in trouble.
Including the editor-in-chief. The move coming after the century-old New York City newspaper was sold to Trunk Incorporated last year for
$1. $1?
Yeah. It was sort of an agreement. Trunk, whose other media holdings include the Chicago Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, and the Orlando Sentinel.
This is Eddie Trunk from that metal show, Preston?
No. said in an email that to staff that the remaining Daily News journalists will focus on breaking news involving crime, civil justice, and public responsibility.
Okay.
So
that's kind of weird.
I wonder if it's a sign of the times or if they're particularly them struggling, you know what I mean, or
they,
what?
They have gone, they went very arch in their politics, which normally shouldn't. They got into a little hot water because of front page stuff, but
yeah,
I mean,
but no worse than the Post.
No, I mean, worse.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
And yeah,
the Post
yeah,
is just as bad on the other side. If you want to, I mean, like politics as a reason for business failing does not make sense to me.
No. Especially if you're a newspaper. But right. Yeah, no, that's not the point on that, Nick. They just changed from what they were dramatically.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's what caught people.
That turned viewers off, or not viewers, but subscribers.
Yeah.
On a similar note, obviously we all know that Toys R Us and everything closed down. I had heard over the weekend that it may reopen.
As a newspaper.
That the... So somebody was telling me that the owner of Toys R Us, Babies R Us, sold that company to like a huge conglomerate or whatever, and they purposely bankrupt the company.
Really?
And that it's going to be repurchased and reopened. That's what I had
The
heard.
Reopening is News R Us.
News R Us, yeah.
News R Us.
With Baby G.
Governor Andrew Cuomo had urged Trunk to reconsider the layoff, saying that they were made without notifying the state or asking for assistance.
Why would they have to notify the state?
I don't know. I'm not sure why he made that statement.
Why didn't you tell us?
The Daily News has won 11 Pulitzer Prizes over its years as a New York City institution, including one last year for its work with ProPublica on the abuse of eviction rules in the city. So I thought that was that's sad to see. You don't want to see people losing their jobs.
Well, listen, you don't want to see people losing their jobs, and it's good to have, the Daily News and the Post and the New York Times, wherever you stand, whatever. You have a paper for your viewpoint, and is always part of the deal in,
there's
in the
always,
city.
In major cities, there's always, two papers.
Yep.
There's usually the warring papers. I know the Chicago Sun-Times and the Chicago Tribune.
Yep.
Are the two that go at it there. And for here, the longest time is to Inquirer and the Daily News,
Yep.
So.
And then in St. Louis, what did you have?
We had the St.
Toys R Us.
No, we had the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and the
Bulletin?
The Democrat.
Oh.
But that went away and then it came back, if I recall. But, yeah, I'm not 100% sure where they are now. By the way, Nick just pulled this up. William Christopher, who played Father Mulcahy. Is he still alive?
No, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
So what does he need the house for?
Why does he need that house?
When did he die?
New Year's Eve, 2016.
Okay.
Did he die peacefully at home, or what was it?
Age 84, Pasadena, California. I don't know what the cause
So why was
of
he keeping
death.
That house in Florida?
Yeah. I don't know.
When were you shown this house in Florida?
When
we were just down there this year?
Yeah, we were just down there. Where did Hot Lips Houlihan live?
I don't know.
It was at the end of Swit Way in Switzerville.
Switzerland.
Yeah. That's, okay. That's good. Anyway, thank you for allowing me to kill some time. Our guest is ready to go. Love Connection. Do you want to follow through on the Loretta Swit thing?
Go right ahead with the guest.
Well, listen, if we don't find out where Loretta Swit lives currently, it will be a black mark on the show.
Tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox, you can see Love Connection. I always loved that announcer.
We're big fans. And let me tell you something.
Love Connection. What?
Andy's doing a great job.
Please welcome Andy Cohen to
the show this morning.
Hello, Andy.
Loretta Swit lives in L.A.
Does she? See, we had bogus information that indicated both William Christopher, Father Mulcahy, and Loretta Swit lived in Florida near Clearwater.
I have verification that Jamie Farr is a member at the Calabasas Country Club. So there's your L.A. connection to MASH for sure.
This is a good conversation.
Yeah.
I'm sure, Andy, in the circles that you operate, Jamie Farr is a constant reference.
How could he not be at the top of everyone's, minds right now, Jamie Farr?
That's right. Mm-hmm. I have to give you kudos for the Love Connection. We are Love Connection fans. We're fans of the Chuck Woolery, years. And you seem to be a fan yourself because you're having a really good time.
Absolutely. It's such a fun show. It's perfect for me. Anyone who knows anything about me knows that I love to kind of stir up drama.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. Chuck Woolery did it brilliantly for all those years on Love Connection. He just kind of, dipped his pinky in and stirred it around a little bit. I go a little deeper. And, the show has evolved. And it's a lot of fun, and it's really funny, and it's good for the whole family, and it's kind of about the universal topic of how we behave on first dates.
Yep.
And there's a lot of happy endings. We've made a lot of actual love connections.
Yeah.
So it's a great time.
You know, what's funny, though, is that, I won't say you instigate, but you finesse,
I would say I instigate.
Okay. But it's you'll get people who are specifically on, the whole dynamic is, you're a bit of an exhibitionist because you want to go out and do this. The contestants that come on, even sometimes I think it's sort of amusing when they kind of appear to annoy you a little bit. Because you don't suffer that well.
No, I don't. Exactly. People try to push me.
Yeah.
People try to push me to the limit. And I'm here for it until I'm not.
Andy, is in casting this show, is it hard to find people that are, just not trying to get on TV? People that are legitimately want to take a stab at this,
no,
but have the right personality.
I think it's a combination of people who want to be on TV, but they really are looking for love. There's a huge, they're serious about it. People wouldn't subject themselves to this just, to go on TV because, by the way, it will go horribly wrong if you do. But no, people are actually, they're pretty serious about finding love. They're clearly exhibitionists of some kind because they're willing to go on television and do it there.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I mean, they figure why not if they go for broke, and if they get some TV is the fun part of it, and if they actually end up with an actual connection, that's cool. I think it's funny though because on a first date, you're never really the person you truly are. You're putting on a show, so that's why that follow up conversation is so funny. There was one that I thought was hilarious where this girl who was one of the contestants, was hitting on you, and you kept trying to say, this ain't going to work, and she would not take the hint.
She would not take the hint. No, she would not. She really wouldn't.
So,
we've had a couple of those, actually. I'm like, this is not going to work out for you, my friend. Like, this is not going to be satisfying. By the way, since we're talking Philly, I just want to say that Anderson Cooper and I will be in Philly on November 3rd with our AC2 tour. We were there a couple of years ago, and we had such a great time, and we have an all-new show this year, and so we will be coming back to Philly, and we can't wait.
Well, that's a Saturday. Can you guys come in a day early and join us in studio?
Say yes.
I doubt it.
Well, that's very candid.
Anderson yeah. has to work on Friday night.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. So, yeah, you have to have a blast. You guys are buds to begin with, and that has to be a lot of fun for you. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a really good time. I have to say, Philly audiences are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's really for sure. Great. Everybody loves coming through the area and touring. I have to ask you, in general, you started out more as a producer, and obviously you were at Bravo for the longest time. Was the intent, was the game plan going to end in you on air, or was that just happenstance?
You know, at the beginning of my career, I wanted to be on air, and my last kind of internship in college was at CBS News in New York.
Right.
And I just kind of got a taste of that life and said, well, screw this. I don't want to move to some small market and be a reporter. I'm going to move straight to the Big Apple and try to be behind the scenes at CBS, which is what I did. And I worked at CBS News for 10 years. So I kind of gave that up. And then when it started to come around many years later at Bravo that they started allowing me to host reunion shows and stuff, one thing led to another, and I wound up where I am. So it was not by design. I had really given it up, but I'm so grateful that this has happened. And as you can probably tell, I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah. I mean, it's between, you know, I mean, you have a schedule. You have, obviously, still you're doing, you know, Watch What Happens Live and all of that. Are you amazed at how many interviews that you have from that show that end up as clips, viral clips?
It's really incredible. It's like we just feed the water cooler. It's incredible that
yeah.
we sit in this little clubhouse and the show will end and I'll say, well, that, you know, just in my mind, I'll just be like, wow, well, that's probably going to get picked up. And then the next day, there's another little explosion stories.
Yeah, the most recent was the Dwayne Johnson thing. You were mentioning to him in the interview about some guest you had in who was absolutely mortified of owls.
Tyrese,
is that yeah. so? That you weren't kidding. There were owls.
I was not kidding. His people said this was early on in the lifespan of Watch What Happens Live, and his people said, "Listen, we have to tell you, like, he is really afraid of owls. You need to clear the set of any owls." We go, clear the set of any owls. I mean, there are no owls on the set. Now it turned out that there were some owl bookends. In the clubhouse. I was like, wait a minute, you guys, we do have those owl bookends. So we took those out, and we made it an owl-free zone for Tyrese.
That's a mind blow. I mean, anything similar to that?
The things you learn yeah. are nuts.
Yeah. Quirky stuff for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Did that get picked up?
That got picked up. That's because I was watching the clip, and I'm like... And because he was going on about the feud with Tyrese, and you get right. people, you have a very easy way about you that I think everyone, you know, kind of gets comfortable and they will reveal things. And you've had a couple of revelations pop up. It's got to be cool to you to sit back and say, OK, here we go.
It's fun. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I get these endorphins going. It's funny. I can't remember who I was interviewing on the radio the other day, and they started kind of spilling. And I had been so tired. And then all of a sudden, I perked up, and I was sitting there. I was like, you are like a junkie for this stuff. it's a little... It's funny.
Yeah, because, well, you know, we all want to hear stuff like that. And people, and those people who say they don't really do it are just lying. So, we all gossip to some level or another.
Yeah.
So, and the love connection is kind of that as well. You're a voyeur.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, really, it really plays to my strengths, I have to tell you.
Yeah, well, you're doing it great, man. So, it's
thanks,
on
guys.
Tonight, 9 o'clock on Fox, and we'll see you when you and Anderson get into Philly.
Yeah, November 3rd.
At the Kimmel Center. Excellent.
We can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you around. Andy Cohen, guys. And obviously, he's behind all the
Real Housewives.
His credits.
Yeah.
Real Housewives, executive producer, Queer Eye, Top Chef, all that stuff. Dude's rolling in it, man.
You remember when Bravo came on and it was like, Bravo, you're home for Madame Butterfly this Friday night.
Absolutely.
And then
Real Housewives!
size of Orange County.
It used to be all about culture.
Yeah.
But now it's just a moneymaker.
Yep.
All right. We got to take a break, I'm being told. So we're going to do that very thing, but not before I thank Anna's Corner Store in East Norriton, who brought us an assortment of delicious sandwiches. They also brought Alfio's award-winning Caesar salad.
Whoa! Yeah.
Made by hand right here by Alfio himself.
Yeah.
And he only comes into the store once a month to make the salad.
Well, people are raving on it.
And we'll be there.
He must come in with an armed guard.
He'll be there this Thursday and Friday. And you want to visit them on North Wales Road in East Norriton. So he's like, get out there and have that salad.
Right now.
Right now.
Are you kidding me? You want to lose out on this?
We're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a second. I got the beep owl coming up next.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, Honey Tiger. Celebrating our area's best talent. Bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Click Local Shots at WMMR.com to see and hear more. Honey Tiger, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks her world at Family. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Deeds and Watson are here. Anna's Corner Store is here. And they're located at 3310 North Wales Road in East Norriton. And I did not know that they brought royalty with them.
They did.
They brought Alfio, the King of Caesars.
I saw it on the card. He is the King of Caesars.
He has a business card.
Yes.
And it says right there, Alfio, King of Caesars, award-winning Caesar salad. Why it's so rare to have... he only makes appearances on the last Friday and Saturday of the month.
He's the Jimmy Buffett of Caesar salads.
I guess maybe that's a fair assessment, but he goes to Anna's Corner Store to make the Caesar salad for everybody in person. Right
that's now. The most formidable Caesar salad bowl I've ever seen out there.
And there's a picture of him on his business card holding said bowl as well. So apparently, so he should come in here. Alfio, come in here. He's right outside in the green room, and I think he's protecting his bowl, to be honest.
I would protect that bowl.
I know, I would. I want to say hi to him because he was giving me the full rundown of his history in Philadelphia.
Everyone is raving on this Caesar salad.
Yes, Alfio, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And so you're the King of Caesars?
I've been called the King of Caesars. Actually, I made over 300,000 in my lifetime.
300,000 Caesar salads?
This salad bowl is my sixth. I would have five salad bowls on the bottom making Caesar salad.
So you have,
this is your sixth? You've gone through five Caesar salad bowls?
Sir. Wow.
And it's massive. It's huge.
And I have a picture of the five salad bowl on an album with holes in the bottom.
Okay, with holes in the
People
bottom?
Don't believe me, so I took a picture so I can show them.
Wait a minute. So you've created those holes in the bottom from doing it so much?
Wow.
Yes, they said mashed anchovies and garlic can mix the salad.
Oh, so you make the... Okay, so
in the bowl.
So the Caesar salad dressing... You make with anchovies?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right. So that's where it gets that saltiness from.
Fresh
okay.
garlic, anchovies, dry mustard, lemon juice, oil and vinegar, romaine lettuce, always romaine.
Yeah.
Well, and I use Ray Romano cheese.
Ray Romano cheese?
Ray Romano cheese.
Oh, grated Romano cheese.
I thought he said Ray Romano cheese.
I'm like, yes.
Grated Romano cheese.
Oh, yes. Good cheese, guys.
A lot of people have probably my perfect English, but I understand that.
No, you're doing great. Listen. Everyone loves your Caesar salad, so you don't need to change a damn thing.
You know, I tell people go to college and think my schooling is fifth elementary grade in Italy.
Ah, and here you are.
That's my schooling.
That's as far as you made it in school.
In school,
okay.
I speak three languages.
Yeah,
I've been in three different countries. Yeah. I know a lot of Hall of Fame baseball players, football players. Politician, majors, police chiefs.
You're living the American dream.
Yes.
Everybody loves a good salad, and they love your product.
I work on 20th and Walnut, a place called Da Vinci's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was before Irish Pub.
And now it's the Irish Pub.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, he was telling me that.
I served over there. Everybody came to Mike Douglas' show, came to Da Vinci's. Peter Lawford, Peter Falk, John Cassavetti, Ted Knight, Florence Henderson, and so on and so forth.
I
love him.
Albums with picture or signed by them. Actually, I was offered a job by Peter Falk and John Cassavetti.
Really?
Mr. God, and I...
As a personal chef?
Drive a limousine and cooking, yes.
Okay.
And actually, I turned them down.
You turned them down? Yes. Peter Falk, you know, everyone knows as Columbo.
Yes. Actually, the reason I turned him down was because I grew up through the Second World War. My father was in the concentration camp.
Mm.
When he came back, I was 11, so my brother and sister were the same age. And by the time that Peter Falk and Jack Smith offered me a job,
mm-hmm.
we had the five teenager kids, including Anna, who was my oldest.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to leave my wife with five teenager kids. She won't be able to control them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially my oldest son.
Yeah. So you had to be there to help
so
out with
actually,
that, yeah.
He understood. He patted me on the shoulder and said, Alfio, God bless you. Stay with your family.
Aw.
And that was it.
Listen,
and
I want you to stay with your family.
But I did, if you haven't thought about myself, I'd be up there and having fun.
I'd be having a wonderful life. Well, listen, look at this. You've got a lot. You got a lot going on.
I got 6 children, 14 grandchildren.
Wow.
One wife.
By the way, so it says here on your card, it says available for private and corporate events.
Yes,
so
I do.
People will hire you just to come and make salad?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That, have a salad party.
Listen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I've been going up to Hershey, Pennsylvania a couple of years back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've been all over. I did Hatboro, Glenside.
Yeah.
Horsham.
You've been to Philly, Horsham, Hershey?
Yeah.
Yes, I've been to Hershey, yes.
Wow. What's the biggest event you've ever prepared salad for? The biggest,
200.
200?
Yes.
And what was that for?
Birthday.
A birthday?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you make each salad in just the one gigantic salad bowl, or do you need more than one bowl?
I make it over and over and over again.
Over and over, okay.
You can't make it fresh. For 200 people.
Yeah.
And the salad bowl, I assume, it retains some of the flavor.
Yes. Seasoned, yeah.
I don't wash them with soap or scrubbing, just to rinse them.
Okay.
Dry them out right away. Mm-hmm. And I don't let anything dry in there. Once it's dry, then you have to scrub it.
Okay.
You know, when it's fresh, you rinse them out, nice and warm water. Mm-hmm. I used to have a priest from New Jersey come to my place up in Glenside. I had my own restaurant in Glenside.
Huh?
Called Alfio's Restaurant.
Yeah, I see that, Alfio's, yeah. Okay.
And he retired, and he had a birthday party in New Jersey. And he called me to make a Caesar salad for 75 people. And I went over there, and I finished the salad, and I'm going to the kitchen and said, "Which salad bowl?" And the waiter said, "Can I help you, sir? Can I take care of the salad bowl?" "Sure." And I didn't think of it.
Yeah.
10 minutes later, I go toward the kitchen. She's coming out with a salad bowl steaming. She put them on the dishwasher.
Oh! Oh, all the time.
How dare you!
Yeah. I'm going to crack your head! Yeah.
Where is she buried now?
Listen, to make it look like an accident.
I'll fake the accident.
Yeah.
I think a woman today was found with salad tongs jammed through her throat.
No, after all the time you're cultivating this bowl to get that taste, God. And then she ruins it.
Yeah, almost ruined it. That's why I had to put that stainless steel circle around, the ring around, because I would have lost it.
See, I love this old school care to attention and detail, wow. And that's why everyone loves what you're doing there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Kudos
to you.
I had some. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's clearly, you know, there's a little love. It's not your standard Caesar salad going to get. So.
I'm not sure I can mention it, but I used to do
Chippendales?
Show with WWDB radio station in the Valley Forge Convention Center.
Really?
Dominic Giordano, Susan Bray, Paul W. Smith. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on.
Okay.
I had the good run of knowledge among famous people.
Well, we're very happy to have you here.
Hey, go ahead. Do you make anything but Caesar salad? Is that the only salad
right
you make?
Right now, yes.
Okay.
In the restaurant, I used to do fettuccine Alfredo.
Ooh.
And
I bet that's good.
Jubilee, Cafe Romantico. But now I'm on my own.
Yeah.
Nobody in my family can help me, so I do Caesar salad is my strong point.
Okay.
All right, should we ask the gravy sauce question, Preston? I think we can't get any more authentic than this.
Do you prefer the term gravy or sauce?
Sauce.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Gravy is some like a little more dark liquid.
Yeah.
Sauces, tomatoes.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah. Tell me he's not authentic. I'm gonna believe you.
With the oregano,
yes,
bay leaves and salt and pepper.
Thank you.
And freshly made. If you make it, sometimes you go places and have some with tomato sauce, and you get a stomach Burns.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
With my never.
Never, never with yours.
Okay. Sometime we'll have to ask you if you would do us the honor of making us your sauce. We'd love to try it.
Sure,
all right.
It'd
be a $5,000.
Yeah. All right. Well, I met him in the, I talked in the green room. I'm like, we got to put.
Got to talk to him.
Totally. Yeah.
So Alfio is the king of Caesars, and can I give out your phone number?
Yes.
If you want Alfio to cook a for a private event or a corporate event, his number is 215-906-6262. And, yeah, this will be an experience unlike one you've had before with someone making salads for
real
you.
Deal, authentic.
Real deal, yeah, exactly.
And if you have here some occasion, I come here and make it for you,
Jim. Okay, all right, yeah. Done deal. Well, thank you, Alfio.
My pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
All right.
Thank you.
Alfio will be performing, yes, the king of Caesar salad.
I see no reason to dispute that.
We'll be at Anna's Corner Store in East Norton on Friday and Saturday. It's Friday and Saturday. What time will he be there?
11 to 7.
All right, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.? Wow. That's a lot of salads all day long. Okay, all right, go get it. All right, let's do the bizarre file. Here we go.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's bizarre file.
All righty. Stories. I got them for you. How about this? A woman was mauled like a rag doll by a lion after she went into its enclosure to pose for a picture.
Oh, my God.
Olga Solomina.
I want to pose a lion.
Olga Solomina visited the Taigan Safari Park in the Ukraine and wanted a picture with the lion.
He's not doing anything. Give me stick to poke it with.
She knelt down next. She knelt down next to the animal, but it suddenly...
Maybe it'll do something if I take one of its cubs.
It suddenly grabbed her arm and dragged her away after she stroked its mane. It launched a vicious attack, and Olga was just inches from death, but was luckily saved by the zoo director, Oleg Zubkov. But she now claims Mr. Zubkov refused to let her call an ambulance and had her treated by the zoo vet, giving her cognac instead of an anesthetic, and saying the attack happened because she was drunk.
In my defense, we did that because she's a stupid bitch.
Olga said, I squatted down and put my hand on the lion as I was told. Next moment, it grasped my arm and dragged me like a rag doll.
As they are wont to do.
Yeah, the other lions jumped to their feet. I closed my eyes in fear, waiting to be torn apart by the pride. It lasted several seconds.
She's with the pride of lions.
That felt like an eternity to me. Many people had flocked to this particular zoo.
Look at this idiot.
After its owner made headlines around the world using his slipper to throw it at the dominant lion when he spotted it bullying a young lioness. Incredibly, there were people sitting in a vehicle in the enclosure with him. When the filming was going on, the remarkable footage of the lions cowed by the slipper went viral worldwide, and Olga was one of those people who decided to take the tour.
It's okay. We have protection. We have a slipper.
Olga was eventually saved when Mr. Zubkov put her into a car and drove her to the zoo offices. He had covered her badly injured arm with a towel and she said that he asked me not to call the police or an ambulance, saying that my injuries were not dangerous. His secretary treated my lacerations with hydrogen peroxide. Then a veterinarian came. He injected me with lidocaine and stitched the wounds. Instead of anesthetizing me, they gave me a bottle of cognac. They didn't leave me any antibiotics. And apparently they diagnosed her with a serious infection caused from the bite later on.
Was she in there for a TV show or something?
I don't know.
But you can't just randomly go up and pet a lion.
In Ukraine, you can.
Yeah.
The safari park is refusing to pay the $30,000 compensation she's demanding.
We were at the Cape May Zoo a couple of weeks ago, and we saw the lioness.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. She caught a bird and killed it right there. It was, a bird. Those things can fly.
You're next.
A homeless man entered a house through an open window Monday and ended up taking the homeowner's Tesla for a shopping trip. Eddie Lee Langford III entered the house Monday morning. At 12:47 p.m., the resident of the house, who was out of town, told police that his house cleaning service had called to tell him that an unknown man, later identified as Langford, had answered the front door when they arrived Monday morning and told them that he was working on the house and they could take the day off if they wanted to.
Yeah, sure.
When officers arrived, they discovered an unlatched window and entered the house. The officers heard the sound of running water. They located Langford. He had just stepped out of the shower. And apparently officers found methamphetamine and later learned that he had taken the...
All I did was get out of the shower.
The resident's Tesla Model X to go shopping. He was arrested on suspicion of several different crimes. Forget any body hang-ups that you might have. This one tops them all. Adam Curlykale.
Adam Curlykale?
That's what it says. Is from Kaliningrad in Russia and is a cancer survivor who has tattoos over almost 90% of his body. Now, local media in Mexico reported he recently traveled to Jardines Hospital in Guadalajara to have his genitals and nipples removed because they ruined the look of his body art.
I would like to have my nipples and testicles removed.
He says that he is planning to get the small sections of his skin that are not tattooed inked sometime in the future. So
I'm so excited.
He wants every bit of his body to be tattooed, and he says that his genitals are getting in the way of the artwork.
And then afterwards, I would like you to shoot me in my head.
All right, and then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap things up. Let's go with this. Police usually put desirable personality traits into their online dating profiles. But one nurse on Tinder is much more practical. The 26-year-old named Nicole, her Tinder profile reads, registered nurse, I'm looking for a lifetime partner who is really hardworking, humble, healthy, and trustworthy. He must have both lungs and kidneys, heart with a sinus rhythm, be a non-smoker, and be an occasional drinker is fine, but don't take any substance that could damage the liver.
So she's looking for an organ donor.
That's what it sounds like, right? After another Tinder user shared her profile, it went viral. Many on Twitter tweeted about how a date with Nicole might go, with one of the users saying, anyone else imagining her starting the date with an X-ray or
looking
not?
For a wealthy quadriplegic in a remote house.
Right. And there you go. That is what I have in the bizarre file for you at this point in time. Let us take a break and return shortly. We do have to find out how the tattoo went with Justin and Troy. We'll get to that in a little bit. We have a lesson question that is on the way as well. So get yourself set to win that and other things coming up too.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Amazon's voice-activated personal assistant, Alexa, will take you right to MMR's brand new skill. It's the easiest way to open the station live stream and our audio on demand. Simply say, Alexa, open MMR.
Plays from Foo Fighters called The Line on 93.3 WMMR. It's Everything That Rocks. 20 minutes after 10. And the Preston and Steve Show. And we're getting close to get our letter of the day for Word of the Week prize. If you like Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie, want to be at that show, you could be in the pit. And you could meet either Rob or Marilyn. It will be your choice. So our letter of the day at the end of today's program. Which
you think
right
there's
in the corner.
Room in that there pit for the king of Caesar salad?
Maybe. Maybe. Alfio might be in the pit. We'll see. But Alfio is here with Anna's Corner Store. Is it Anna or Anna? It's actually Anna. Okay, yeah, wanted to make sure. Yes, like Princess Anna.
Yes.
So Anna's, and they're part of the Philly, Real Philly Deli Tour with Dietz and Watson.
Amazing stuff.
And Anna's Corner Store is, let's see, they want to remind all their customers that they are open during the ongoing PennDOT construction out front.
Yep.
So you can get in, no problem. Visit them at East Norton, or you can check them out at WMMR.com, and the keyword is deli, and you got to try their hoagie dip. It's fantastic.
Did you try a little?
I did. I tried a little hoagie dip, and I had the pepperoni dip, which is really, really good, too, but I lean a little bit more towards hoagie. It's got more stuff in it, the hoagie dip.
We like stuff.
I like stuff. All right, we need to do, today's lesson question, and we are going to give away Super Troopers 2 on Blu-ray. Question that I have for you this morning is, if you're wearing those Gene Simmons-like shoes, Lindsay Lohan's going to need to stand on your testicles and call you what? 215-263-WMMR. So if you're wearing those Gene Simmons-like shoes, Lindsay Lohan is going to need to stand on your testicles and call you what? 215-263-WMMR. You had to have been listening to get that one right. We're going to do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you by Skull Shaver. Attention, bald guys. Shave your head in less than 90 seconds and say goodbye to nicks, cuts, and scrapes with the all-new Pitbull from Skull Shaver. Use the promo code BALD at skullshaver.com for exclusive discounts. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Sarah Haynes announcing that she's leaving The View to co-host the third hour of Good Morning America with Michael Strahan. Haynes says even though she'll be getting up a bit earlier for the new job, she won't have to shower because Strahan will spit her clean.
Oh, my God.
Stormy Daniels' husband, porn honcho Glendon Crane, filing for divorce a week after Daniels was arrested at an Ohio strip club. Crane says that when he married Daniels, he thought he was marrying a woman who paid to have sex, who was paid to have sex with men, not dance with them. And finally, Ryan Lochte has found himself in trouble again, this time for violating newly instated U.S. anti-doping agency rules. Mind you, Lochte has not been accused of doping, but rather of being a dope. And that's your Hollywood track.
All righty. Let's see if somebody listening knows the answer to this. If you're wearing those Gene Simmons-like shoes, Lindsay Lohan is going to need to stand on your testicles and call you what? And I will go to Ryan for the answer. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Gadzooks, how are you?
Gadzooks, buddy, good. So what does Lindsay need to call you?
Mommy,
yep. Hang on, pal. Ryan, we've got Super Troopers 2 on Blu-ray. Everyone's favorite law enforcement team is back by popular demand in the follow-up to the cult comedy classic Super Troopers. And that is available, meow, on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. Let's do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
I have lots of things for you. It's brought to you, by the way, from Allstate. With an Allstate agent, you get expert advice and the best coverage for you. Plus, with new lower auto rates, they can help you save. So call your local Allstate agent today. Are you in good hands? We'll begin with this. Hell Yeah has quickly shot down rumors that the band has replaced its late drummer, Vinnie Paul Abbott, with ex-Every Time I Die member Daniel Davison. The speculation began when someone edited the band's Wikipedia page to add Davison's name to the lineup. The band responded on Twitter by simply saying, absolutely fake. Hell Yeah has yet to address the band's future or replacement drummer in the wake of Abbott's sudden death. Blink-182 has announced a new run of tour dates, and this will be September, indicating that drummer Travis Barker's recovery from blood clots and some associated issues is coming along as hoped. The two-week road trip kicks off on September 12th in Moorhead, Minnesota, and they'll be swinging around in and around our area. They will be in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock on the 21st of September, and then they head to Sands in Bethlehem and on the 22nd. So happy that that he is on the mend, hopefully.
Yes, yeah.
Hopefully they're not. Hopefully they see that he's coming out of this whole thing, because nobody wants. He got a staph infection. Got all kinds of bad stuff going on.
I didn't feel so good.
A teaser for the official video for Driving Rain, the new single from Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, is now online. The song is taken from the band's new album, Living the Dream, which will be released September 21st. The band will support the 12-song disc by embarking on a fall tour of the U.S. and Canada, beginning on September 13th in Los Angeles. The Struts have released a video for their brand new single, Body Talks, which we've been playing here on MMR. The track is taken from the band's yet-to-be-titled second album, which has yet to nail down a confirmed release date. The video was filmed across London, with frontman Luke Spiller saying, "It was great to see all of our fans, family, and friends. A truly unforgettable experience and so many memories that we captured in our brand new video for Body Talks."
I wonder if they have the longevity in them to start to get up to. I mean, I think they could be, a real deal arena band eventually.
Hope so. They got to get a couple of big hits,
yeah,
under them. And I think they've got enough material to play cool, energetic, fun shows.
Yeah.
They just need a few really big hits. And I think they might be the legit band that we hope they are. Paul McCartney, this is pretty cool, rocked the Beatles' legendary musical headquarters, London's Abbey Road Studios, number 2, yesterday, for a private concert filmed for future release. The internet was abuzz all day with footage. Some was shot by his daughter Mary of Paul crossing the famed zebra crosswalk, immortalized by the Fab Four on the cover of their final album, 1969's Abbey Road. I saw the video of him walking back and forth across the
street. How was that?
It was really cool, man.
Was he lost?
No, he wasn't lost.
Is it over here?
Where am I?
Beatle Fan Magazine reported Paul arrived just before 11 a.m. London time, posed briefly on the zebra crossing, and went straight into the studio, Those in attendance included Orlando Bloom, Kylie Minogue, Johnny Depp.
Wow.
He left around 5 p.m. Paul performed a scaled-back version of his recent tour set list, including four new songs from the upcoming Egypt Station collection due out September 7th.
Do me a favor. Could you ask Johnny Depp to leave?
He did Come On To Me, Confidant, Who Cares, and For You. And I'll give you the set list, Casey.
So I assume that crossing there on Abbey Road is the, like, it's like the Rocky Steps, right?
It's iconic.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody walks across, takes pictures. It's the deal. So listen to his set list at this. How awesome would it have been to be in attendance for this? He did A Hard Day's Night, Junior's Farm, which is a great Wings song. I think it was Wings, or it might have been on his McCartney album. One After 909, Drive My Car, I've Got a Feeling, I've Just Seen a Face, Love Me Do, We Can Work It Out, Lady Madonna, Got to Get You Into My Life, Obladi Oblada, I Want to Be Your Man, going old school on that.
Doesn't the guy have any hits?
Get Back, Back in the USSR, Birthday, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Reprise, and Helter Skelter. That's just amazing.
And that he's sounding great.
He sounds fantastic. And then one last story. Coming to auction in September is what is believed to be the earliest tape of David Bowie singing.
Wow.
The 1963 tape, which was rejected by Decca Records, features a then 16-year-old Bowie, then still known as David Jones, fronting his band, the Conrads, on the track called I Never Dreamed.
I would not even know.
No, you can hear a little bit.
There's a little bit of Ziggy Stardust, but not.
All right, Bowie, who was the band's saxophonist and usually did not sing, also co-wrote the previously unreleased song. I'm just waiting for it to start again. The tape.
But his sound evolved, obviously, right?
Yeah, and then he came out with Space People next, right?
They come from space, so they don't come from here.
Well, that was the first of the Ziggy Stardust approach, so. All right, so.
Space People.
What's your name, son?
1978, Bowie. David Bowie. My
name is Bowie. And this is a Space People song. It's better than the church one.
Nick, what was the line you just said? What's that from?
Flight of the Conchords.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 1985 David Bowie.
Right. The tape was found by the Conrad's drummer, David Hadfield, in an old bread basket in his apartment.
Yeah, sometimes I go through my bread baskets.
And will be sold at Omega Auction.
Look at this, an original John Lennon recording.
And where'd bread. Where'd you find that?
This is tape two in my bread basket series. This one is called Onion Roll.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Onion roll.
It's a whole
glass onion roll.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, Lord. And I'm done. That's it. All I have in music news for you. Today's Tuesday, so let's do this thing. We have had ink administered here at the MMR studios. Please welcome this morning our recipient of said tattoo on Tat Tuesday. This is listener Justin.
Yay!
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Awesome, man. This is cool.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. And we welcome from Philadelphia, Eddie 621, Troy.
Yeah.
Good to see you back here, Troy. Yes, you're very lucky. You have a really talented guy, Troy, do your artwork today. And you didn't decide on what you wanted until yesterday. It was kind of a last-minute thing.
Very last-minute.
And what'd you end up getting?
The Liberty Bell.
Nice.
Yes.
It came out great, of course.
It's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Liberty Bell and some flowers behind there, and the P and S in representation of the Preston and Steve Show. And you've got a number of tattoos. You're going for like a pirate theme on one of your arms.
Yeah.
Do you have a Philly theme elsewhere, or is this the beginning of that?
No, I kind of have a music theme going over here. I got the Tool tattoo.
The music of Philly. Oh, that's cool. So where's the Liberty Bell?
on my right leg.
Okay. Right leg, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to do all the appendages? You think you're going to get full coverage?
I'll get there eventually.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Where are you from, Justin?
I am from Willow Grove.
All right. And what do you do?
I'm a machinist.
Okay. Machinist.
Cool. Anybody you want to say hi to while you're here?
My buddy Paul.
Okay.
At work right now. I know he's hating.
Yeah.
He's there working. I get to hang out with you guys.
That's there you cool, go. Man. And we have food, too. You're here with the King of Caesar salad.
King of Caesar
man.
Salad.
Yeah. Did you have salad?
I did. It was delicious.
Isn't it amazing?
Uh-huh. It's freaking nice. Awesome. Yeah. Nice.
Troy, did you have any Caesar salad?
Yeah, it was great.
All right, excellent.
So we're not lying. It's literally the best Caesar salad you could possibly have.
It is. And Troy is one of the top names in the world of tattoos because you organized the largest tattoo convention in the country, or the world.
The world.
In the world.
In Philadelphia.
In the world.
You got the King of Caesar salad and the King of Tattoo conventions here.
And the Prince of Machinists.
And the...
Wow.
What more do you people want?
Tell my boss that.
What's the next tattoo convention coming around here?
Wildwood. Okay. August 10, 11, and 12.
Love those Wildwood tattoo conventions. Do you go down? Do you stay down there while that's going on?
Oh, yeah. Go down early, stay late. It's great. Make a little vacation. It's a good excuse to take the summer vacation to Wildwood.
You know? You don't impress me as an out on the beach with the fudgy wudgy bar kind of guy.
You'd be surprised.
Really? Huh.
Last year, I got one of those giant inflatable swan things and pushed my wife around in the water.
That's like, awesome. Oh,
the lifeguard came up and he's like, man, I can't believe you made it that long. And the Asian couple had that same thing yesterday. They got wiped out in like 5 minutes.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I love it. Wow. All right, well, listen, great work here, Troy. It looks fantastic. You want to get in touch with Troy, he's at Philadelphia Eddie's. You can go to PhiladelphiaEddiesTattoo.com. And Justin, you got a great-looking tattoo, man. Enjoy that, okay?
Thanks for listening
to the show. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
It's here for Justin, everybody. Hey! And Troy, Tattoos Day here. And we've had hundreds of tattoos that we've handed out over the years. It's a wonderful thing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a moment or two. Letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize. We will be back in just a moment. Make sure you don't miss out on that.
The Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live when you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
One of my favorite songs, Queen. And Best Friend on 93.3 WMMR. It's everything that rocks. It is 10:43 Tuesday morning. And our program is going to be coming to a close in just a moment or so. But weather forecast calls for scattered thunderstorms. It's been pretty cloudy all morning long and breezy as well. Today's high about 81 degrees. And we'll have some thunderstorms on tap for tomorrow. 77 are high, so a little bit cooler. And then we bounce right back up with some isolated storms on Thursday. High about 85, and then Friday I'm not seeing official rain in the forecast, but that could change between now and then.
It's weird. The sun just peaked out for a few minutes and then went away.
Yeah.
It's like that scene in The Perfect Storm.
Yep. So some thank yous are in order. Thanks to Craig Shoemaker. He gave us a call from California. He's going to be in town, a hometown boy, and performing at the Borgata at the Music Box, but not until a week from this Friday. And he's got two shows, 9 and 11. Tickets at theborgata.com. And also thanks to Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
Love Connection is on tonight, 9 o'clock on Fox. And also thank you to Dietz and Watson and Honest Corner Store, who is here. And Alfio,
yes.
The King of Caesar Salad.
By the way, a picture of his bowl and Alfio himself up on our social media.
Excellent. And he's going to be whipping up Caesar salad. He does it the last Friday and Saturday only of the month at Honest Corner Store, which is 3310 North Wales Road in East Norton. And you can check them out at honestcornerstore.com, by the way.
And he, I guess, honed his skills at 20th and Walnut. And I will be there at, it's actually the Irish Pub now, but I will be at the Irish Pub 20th and Walnut from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. Please come out. It's kind of like a celebrity bartending thing. It's a fundraiser for the Tortoise Shore Children's Foundation. Any money we make tonight in tips will go towards the foundation. So please come out anytime between 6 and 8 p.m.
I'm going to be there. Steve will be there. Marissa's going to be there. And Matt Cord as well, yes.
Matt Cord, Pancake.
Yes.
I believe Marcus and maybe Brent Porsche might stop by.
All right.
Oh, you know what? I might be able to get Jackie Bam Bam to stop by for a hot minute.
Ah, that'd be cool.
Can you get him to stop wearing my headphones?
Has he been taking your headphones?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
How do you know?
A little secret. Person told me.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
And when I come in, and Nick hears me every morning, I'm like, whoever's taking them wore it again, because he doesn't fix them. He doesn't put them back. They're like all stretched out, and he leaves them. Wow. My head's not that big. So, but apparently it's
he must
it's
like shaggy. The way they smell or something like that.
I guess. I think he leaves me chunkies as a thank you for wearing my headphones, because I also have a chunky every morning when I come in.
Really?
The legitimate candy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you a chunky fan?
Yes.
He loves them, remember? It's got raisins in it.
Right, yeah.
Don't you know me?
I do, but I didn't know if you were angry at him.
Mm. I'm angry about the headphones, but I feel like maybe he makes it up with the chocolate.
All right, chunky. Okay. All right. Pierre Robert is indeed in our studio. Good morning to you, my man.
And greetings to you, my children.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Wonderful.
Fine, thank you.
Should we take care of our order of business?
I think that's the thing.
Let's do the letter of the day. Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter...
O as in orange is the new Preston.
That could be my favorite thing you've ever said on this particular part of the program.
Thank you.
Orange is the new Preston. We're going to give away a pair of pit tickets to see Marilyn Manson, Rob Zombie at BB&T Pavilion on Thursday, August 9th, and passes to meet either Rob Zombie or Marilyn Manson. It'll be your choice. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. How do we want to proceed into the next thing that we're going to
do? Well, I think... We should. Where did Bill go? Oh, Bill, could you to come over here? I got to ask your opinion on the air about something. If you
Bill Weston, man about town.
He just goes, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yes, well, the real reason we have rouged you into this studio is to offer you our thanks and congratulations. And allow me to read the words of Kevin Gunn, if I may attempt.
You certainly may, sir.
So, we call him the man about town. We kid him about his kitchen cleaning, dashing wardrobe, and how he presides over meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. He's always open to ideas, but he often reminds us that, quote, this is not a democracy. Probably a good thing, too. Can you imagine if the Preston and Steve Show, me, Jackie Bam Bam, Jackson, Brent, and the rest of the MMR staff were left unchecked to their own devices? Or if there was no one to say, let's think this through? Or have you considered what might happen if, or the building might not go for that? Or are you out of your freaking minds? You want to do what? But there it is. Bill Weston, the adult in the room. He is our leader through a business that is open 24/7, 365 days a year. He has to deal with the creative types, the executives, the sales staff, the accountants, the consultants, the concert promoters, the bands, their managers, countless live events, listener comments, office demolition and construction, and it is quite a job. He does all of this with a measured demeanor, self-effacing sense of humor, and a wealth of experience and wisdom. This year, he has also taken up the additional task of overseeing MMR's 50th anniversary celebration and has done so, might I say, with limitless energy and incredible savvy. So, in addition to being the man about town, Bill Weston is also the man about music, the man about programming, the man about administration, the man about meetings, the man about sometimes saying no. In short, the man who's all about this radio station. And that is why, and probably to his chagrin, we, his staff, award him the well-earned and long-overdue recognition as the Rock of MMR.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. That's no idea. And yes, to my chagrin, because this was something that we came up with to award to or recognize people that don't get recognition.
The unsung.
Yeah, this happens just a couple of times a year, this award is handed out.
Right. So, it is a giant rock on a platform, and it's got the MMR logo, and then it's got little spaces for whoever might be the rock at any given time.
Yeah, like the Stanley Cup, the names are added to the rock.
Right.
And now we add Bill's name to that.
That's I'm touched, and I really appreciate the sentiments expressed in your missive. Who wrote that? Kevin
wrote it. My presentation, Kevin. But entirely Kevin, who is a genius and brilliant and one of our great ones. He wrote the words.
Yes, my reward is I get to work with really talented people who are in much better positions to act
stupid
freely.
freely. Well, the idea, the words that Kevin put in there, you want to do what? Which mostly applies to you guys.
Yes.
You want to light a refrigerator on fire in the parking lot and then add 7 cars to the mix and see if we can cause a giant mechanical explosion?
Yes.
That's a good one. Consider what we have done in the last 15 years to just imagine what he has said no to.
Oh, yeah.
then tolerating a pony coming in.
Yes.
Well, Gabby. He didn't know about that one.
Yeah, never.
Sometimes you beg for forgiveness. You just don't apprise him up.
Okay. I thank you very, very much. That's, like I said, my reward. I was just came back from a long motorcycle trip out in California.
Right.
Actually went through Petaluma, Pierre. And I was telling these guys that I was hanging with, just regular guys, you know, retired cops and plumbers and whatever. I said, you know, I still love my job. You know, I am blessed to be able to work at WMMR with people who care. And actually, their first response to something that needs to be done isn't, that's not my job. It's to, how can I help?
Right.
You know, and it's that kind of atmosphere that we have, and we involve our listener because they're an integral part of that radio station. It's like, it's a great thing. So this is very cool. I appreciate whoever took the initiative.
A complete surprise, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I had no idea. I was over in engineering looking at floor plans. Like, Chuck says, we need you in the studio. I said, oh, they need more time off. What are they going to ask for more vacation time? Preston's complaining about too many live reads. I'm like, oh, my God, what is it?
But the thing is, every one of us has worked for insane program directors at various times. And, I think the nature of the job drives people over the edge. And for some reason, it has not done so with you. You've retained this balance that even if you're pissed at us, you present it in a nice way, and you don't call someone while they're on the air and say you should never have done that. You wait until they're off, and then you take them in and have them strapped down. And you truly have this balance and this calmness that is in a frantic group of madmen and women that we are. You really are a father figure that you know, doles out a lollipop when needed and sends you to your room when needed, but but does so in this balanced, calm, and reasonable and nice fashion.
Thank you for saying that, Pierre.
There's really something extraordinary about it.
They say in teach, you know, you sometimes you teach what you cannot do.
Right.
You guys do something that I wish I could do. I started out as a disc jockey and was pretty mediocre at it, you know. So I respect and appreciate what everybody does and the talents in this room on air and also in our programming and promotions department. I appreciate that, and
you get a parking spot now too.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. It comes with a parking spot.
Wow. One other thing, he's worked so hard on this 50th anniversary.
Yeah. Oh yes,
you know he's pulled out. He's found archive selections I didn't even know we had, and I've been here for a long time. I mean, he found America, Singing a Horse with No Name. You know, he found.
We had to steal that back from the guy who stole the tapes from us.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, he's found so many cool things, and you know, gotten you know, really worked the Foo Fighters thing and the Bon Jovi thing for these special 50th parties that we've had, and U2 and all these other things. And he's just on this 50th alone, he's really
and the fact that so he forged much. On even after learning that it's the 49th,
right? Right, yeah.
I mean, almost single handedly ruined the Bon Jovi concert. I mean, I don't know anybody else that could do that.
That gave us a great story, though, for on air.
If you hadn't heard, we did a group photo right before the band took the stage, and they all have in-ear monitors and these little what look like Walkmen kind of thing attached to them, power pack.
I was wearing this jacket, by the way, and it got hooked on the button on my coat, and it yanked it out of his ears, and he gave me the dirtiest look.
They are seconds. I mean, he's in...
Wasn't Bill's fault.
No, it was nobody's fault. But they were like second. They were running on the stage, and they stopped to do a group photo. And then, in one of those bizarre Spinal Tap truly moments, John's wire that goes from his ear to this little backpack that they all have in their pockets caught on Bill's coat.
Well, that's what you get for wearing a blazer to a rock concert.
I know. It really was my fault. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
All right.
Thank you all. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Pierre.
Bill Weisten. The Rock of MMR and Man About Town.
He is the S.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let me take this moment to thank the fine star. Well, actually, let's find out what's coming up on your program.
On the program, speaking of archive cuts, we will have a very cool one today.
As soon as I figure out what it is.
No. I spaced it for a moment. Okay. It's going to be The Who allowed us to carry the first three songs of their show in, I think it was 2000 over in Camden, live on the air.
That's very cool.
And, I mean, it was a pretty special arrangement. And so we have the first three songs, and we will play you the very first one, which is I Can't Explain, as they were taking the stage, complete with our description of them running on stage. We've got that at 1:30. We've got a block of Tool, a block of Dire Straits, a block of 311. We'll have Smashing Pumpkins tickets and Rise Against tickets to give away, so it'll be fun.
Nice. I got to thank the sponsors. The Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. Also by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. The Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. And by Wilmington University. Experience of Wilmington University difference at wilmu.edu. Oh, what a day we have in store for you tomorrow. Tomorrow we have the comb-over intervention.
We're going to change some lives here.
Yep, we're going to give that so bald look to these guys that desperately need it. So we'll have Shaving Grace in tomorrow to do that. We're going to go live on Fox. Good day. We have Reese Hoskins in our studio tonight.
Nice.
And love Scott her. Kingery will be here as well. And we will have actor Ryan Eggold, who is from The Blacklist, in our studio tomorrow.
My wife has a massive crush on him.
It's going to be a really cool day, and we hope that you'll join us. That's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you live.
You're getting work done in your home, and you're all pissed off and jacked up about something. You don't scream at the guy doing the work unless he's doing a bad job. And you're all been out of shape with the company, then you take it up with the company. Don't scream at the installer. Because you do, all you're going to do is get a really shit job at a pissed off installer.
Next message.
I was on the highway, and people were merging. And I thought they were going to try to force a bunch of people into one spot. And then they used the zipper method. One car goes, one car merges. One car goes, one car merges. It was f***ing beautiful.
Next message.
Would you f***ing ladies stop doing your f***ing makeup while you're driving down to f***ing Google?
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.